Good morning, sunshine. What are you doing? All right, listen, here's what's going on. Today's show, the after show. There's not an after show. What I did, and I rarely do, it's hard for me to do a show and then sit on it for a while. Because it's fun doing it, and I want to drop it right away. But we did do, so Henry Phillips is there. He's so much fun. And we talk about his special that he's shooting on, well, this Thursday coming up. That's right. The 16th, this Thursday, at the Lyric Theater. Go. I'll be there. Tom Martin. Everybody's going. It's going to be so much fun. All right, so that's that. But I referenced the part two. There won't be a part two. What I did since the Robbie Kirkhoff and Sensitive were there, and Mark and a few other people, a friend of Sensitive's, we did another show, but I'm just holding on to it because in November I'm away a lot, and I'm thinking I might need it. So that's why we reference. We keep saying part two. There's no part two. There's no part two. That is a show that we're holding on to for later, which was a lot of fun. So there's that. So, okay, hold on. I'll get this all off my mind and I'll feel better. So sometimes in the show, I reference, like, I talk about the comedy club I was at in San Antonio. And I say, oh, we'll talk about it later. We never got to it because we're going to do it next week on the opening. Deal with the comedy club in San Antonio that I'm going to finish talking about. I teased it in this show a little bit. A letter that I got about spanking. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to hear that on the opening of next week's show. And I can't wait to talk about it. I'm not joking. To George Carlin. I cannot wait to talk about it. And then a birthday shout-out to Jesse's girlfriend. Is it girlfriend or wife? How dare I not know? All right, so that's it. I'm being honest. I really did want to clarify all that because, like, in the show today, you're going to hear, like, oh, part two. There's no part two. That's the show that we made that's going to sit on the shelf for a little while till I need it in November. So, that's it. Helium, are you ready? Some people are like, when are you coming back to Helium? I'm Thanksgiving week, Wednesday, and then take Thanksgiving off, which is Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday. Helium, Comedy Club, coming. Chicago, I'll be there at Up Comedy Club in November, the week before Thanksgiving. I'll be in Chicago. I'm very much looking forward to that. So next week, right smack in the opening, I will talk about anything I didn't get to this week. All right? And one of the things that I'm going to really start to try to do is when we talk about, like, a lot of stuff up front, is really tell you in the opening. When we'll call that the pre-show, and we're in the opening, I'll be like, today's show starts at 22 minutes in. So you can, and I'll do that right up front. Maybe even do it in the description of the show. So I get it. I don't mind doing that. It's probably in my own head, but I don't know. Maybe somebody, all right, enough. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there's somebody out there. Maybe, are you there? Hello, is anybody there? Hello? How's the quality on this? I think the quality on this opening, everyone knows I do it into my phone. I think it's pretty good. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, this is good. Hello. I made the mistake of sometimes holding my phone and I put my thumb over the mic. But if I don't, I just leave it on my desk. It's pretty good. Right? This rambling. Alrighty, hold on. Let me think if there's anything else before I roll in the show here. Yeah, I just paused it and I thought about something. From now on, Aristotle, I'm telling you this because that way I don't have to call you. Let's start marking the pre-show. And that's, you know, when we talk about if you have anything like this banking thing. But maybe we'll start marking it. But I'm not kidding you. Next week, this comedy club thing, I wanted to devote it the right amount of time to it. And I didn't want to do it with Henry right there because he's sitting and waiting and it's fucking boring for guests to have to wait. Not that he couldn't have chimed in, but anyway. Henry Phillips is our guest. And that show that we made to use it when we need it in November, it ended up being a lot of fun because we were treating it like we don't know when it's going to be launched. It's like a time capsule podcast. But the truth is, it's going to be in November. We'll use it somewhere. All right. But next week, we're blah, blah, blah. Okay. You're good. Let it go. By the way, you know, whenever I say that, you know why I say it? Because it's I need to be reminded. Let it. Hey. Sometimes you need aggressive yoga. Hey, stop. You can't have someone go, stop. Yeah, sometimes you have to go, ho, ho, you're not listening. Hey, stop, stop. I'll just keep saying it until you're going to do it. Stop, take a deep breath. It don't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Well, some things matter. The shit you're worrying about don't matter, and you know it. You're like, God damn it, that goddamn Todd son of a motherfucking bitch is right. Now, the person over there, there's some things you got to worry about, but the shit, come on, stop it. What if I'm just losing podcast listeners as I make this opening? Good. That's my goal. You're just great. All right, here's the show. All right, did I forget anything? Maui Comedy Festival. It's very, very exciting. All right. Next week. I cannot wait. I am... opening of next week's show. Wow. Wow. San Antonio. You're like, what is he going to say? Well, I'm passionate about it. All righty. Bye. Enjoy the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
So, Henry, I have to do some stuff with, like, business, as they say. Do you mind just sitting back and let me rip through this in 10 minutes?
Yeah, do you mind if I send a text, couple
no,
text
no,
messages?
No, do your thing.
Yeah, I got to get
do
back on some of these.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, so I wanted to talk about a club that I was at, and I think it's important for me to talk about this in the opening of the show, and I'm probably going to go a little long with it. But
at Todd Glass Podcast now. What are you up to?
Are you what are you doing? Are you going to verbally do it?
Who, me? No, I'm texting. I'm just texting, that's all. You go on with
okay.
your thing.
So anyway, I got a few emails that I wanted to address, and one of them basically was about...
Was Kevin hungover?
All right, hold on. I got to stay in care. Okay. And I don't want to go too long because I have my guest Henry sitting over there. But one of the things that's very passionate to me, and I really do want to talk about this, and I think it's basically important. It's probably the most passionate thing I feel about. I don't feel more passionate about anything than this.
What's the cover?
But all right, let's start this.
All right, enough.
All right. It's enough with the joking. Do the thing where before the show you say, hey, I have something I want to tell you. And then I say, oh, that's more of a let's save it for the air. And then we're on the air and
then watch
what happens. Oh, what did you want to tell me? Just make up anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wanted to talk about how I went wine tasting last week.
Oh, do that on the show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
right.
We'll do that on the
sounds
show.
Sounds
good. No, we'll definitely do that
just
on the show.
Cue me up for it.
Okay, well, then we start the show. Everything's going. It's an hour later and you go, what did you want to say?
Oh,
what were you going to tell me?
I had something.
About the wine
tasting? Yeah, wine tasting, yeah.
You know what? That's more of an off-air thing. We'll
oh,
talk
really?
About it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know where to start this show. Do we have any intro we could do? That was the cold opening. God damn it. So much people get with this show, and I'm not...
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Oh.
You
fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Is yourself there.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach. Elton Macca. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
I can't find my voice phone. My thing that makes it sound like a phone. I'm very nervous.
If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
God, it's Aaron. Mark. I'm the guy who can't come on the podcast.
Hello?
Show.
Hello?
What do I fucking need to do?
Hello?
His very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip. High atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh.
Hey.
It's exciting.
Please what? Say hello to comedy's national treasure, Todd Glass.
Oh, that's nice.
The Todd Glass Situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
All right. Wow. So, hello? Mark, what are you saying over there?
I was saying that was John Stewart from The Daily Show.
Thank you. I'll leave that in. Very often do I let people heckle. Anyway, it's not really heckling. You call that whispering, and I saw it. It's a completely different thing. All right. First of all, during the opening, hello, everybody. And let me say something. I found out, Henry, once we get to you, we're going to get to you. Like, you enjoy your tea. People heard you in the cold opening, so they know you're here.
They heard that bit that I was doing.
It was great. Everything you do is great.
Thanks, man.
Remember we went to see Doug Stanhope?
Oh, God.
And you, I hope I didn't tell this, but you were in the booth, and you go, hey, Todd, you know, it's not going to bother you like if I like to heckle, is it? I go, and I'm like, I don't think so. What type of stuff do you heckle? See what you said.
He's like, hey, blow it out your ass.
Why would you heckle? And you're like, hey, blow it out your ass, buddy. I'm like, well, I think that might affect my
Nobody heckles like that. It's usually something related to the show.
Right, right. This guy that yells, blow it out your ass, he doesn't really listen to the show. He's got that, hey, blow it out your ass.
That's a guy who just didn't want it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Philadelphia, and the funny thing about growing up in Philly was...
Hey, blow it out your ass!
Oh. Comedian that gives up very easily. Oh.
Right, we got a fun show. We missed... okay, hold on. Deep breaths. But we're not taking a break. That was an honest deep breath. All right, listen. So there's people that listen to the show in China, and I just want you to know, before the show, I was trying to find the email or the tweet... you're there. We know you're there. There's something about saying it. Look at you in China, and I'm here. That's fucked up, right? It is. It's like they know who they are. They're like, how many people in China listen? Hey, whoever listens in China, I'm going to start doing something. Joe. The lyricist Joe, I have to order. I realize I got to order the music right on the podcast. That's how he gets to it right away. Why don't you do something special for the people in China? So, and not like a shitty joke either. I want something very sweet and very nice, okay? There's a guy walking around downstairs. In San Antonio, they said they like when we talk about people walking around that they can't see. They really did, and I think they're right. What's he walking around like a fucking idiot for? Okay, so hello, China. Hi, China. Hello, China. We have a new pet. We got a new pet, which is cool, which I adore. What? What did you want? Oh, shut up. Nobody wants to hear about the first time I headlined. Okay, so the L.A. Podfest. Let's get this out of the way quick. What do they have to do
if you want to rewatch the podcast festival, or if you haven't seen it yet, you can go onto the Facebook page for the show and click that link. And then also, if you use the promo code GLASS, then you get $5 off.
Okay. And that was a lot of fun. I'm ripping through this because we do have a guest, and I hate to make them wait rarely. But today, if I clear my head, I'll feel so much better. Everybody at the LA Pod, oh, I think I addressed you people last week on the opening. You're great. I don't overuse that term. I mean, you're great. I mean, you're fucking great. You're everything you should be. Nice, and you know the way I feel. We talked about something, and I want to touch base. These all these little things about when AA people fall off the wagon, they have to start all over again. And some people, I saw the frustration in that because you're not just. That's why when you're, this is what my friend explained to me. That's in AA, and even he is like, it's done him good, AA. But he understands what this emailer was saying. I don't want to say his name, who my friend is, because he's very embarrassed. He's a big celebrity. Anyway, did you ever hear of Judd Apatow, huh? All right, it's him. It's his friend. It's a friend's sister. His friend's cousin's sister, niece's sister-in-law's brother's uncle. It's related. It's like Judd Apatow's neighbor. His old neighbor before he was rich. Anyway, he used to share an apartment with him back in where he was from. Okay, listen, it's not Judd, by the way. So he still drinks like a fish. It's embarrassing. Henry, what did you say?
Well, everybody's going to think it's him and that you were qualifying it afterward.
I know, but they know.
It's his friend.
I think he still drinks. So anyway, well, no, I mean, it's obvious, unless I'm a fucking idiot, that I wouldn't have edited that out.
Or yeah,
maybe
that's
I
true.
Did it purposely. Henry, watch your mouth. So my friend said something that's true about if all you do in AA is not deal with what made you drink, you just stop drinking. Some people do that. They don't really deal with any of the things that made them drink and go back and clean that up. They just stop drinking. And some people do it. The problem with that is then when you fall off the wagon, you really are starting all over again because you haven't dealt with all the other things. But when you really are working very hard at cleaning up some of the other things that made you drink and at the same time not drinking and then you fall off the wagon, I get it where they go, shouldn't there be an in-between? Because then you're not starting all over again. You're like, no. Let me – and I understand the ice analogy. When you're going across the ice and you fall in, you just get out and you don't have to start over again. You just get up and you keep walking. But then we talked about the accountability because when you fall on the ice, well, that's not your fault that the ice was thin. But – I don't know if I did this any justice, but I did. I was saying that I understand that person that says you might have a drink, and not that that's good, but if you're working on all the other shit, you're not really starting over again. Maybe they should get two chips every month for the way you're dealing with your past and cleaning it up, and another chip for not drinking. And then when you drink, you don't have to give your other chip back. You just give the chip back that was the drinking. Folks, you know I care about you. I can't help it if I can't say it right.
What you mean? So, like, if you've solved the other problem, but you did the drink, I get that.
You get what I think. Yeah, people yeah, do yeah, get yeah. What I mean. I know what it's like to listen to a radio show growing up, and you just want to fix something. So, somebody sent me a nice email about that, and that's why my friend said to me that you want to be working on what led you to it. Otherwise, you truly are just stopping the drinking, and then if you do lapse, well, that's all you're doing. Not that that's the reason to do it. All right, I'm done with that. You're doing good. We're gonna make you a song. You know, for the people that are sober, Jingle Joe. Again, I have to order it right now. Lyricist Joe. Like, we're gonna play this. Play the song that was the. You know which one I'm talking about? Can you play a little bit of that?
Weed. I love weed. I love the weed.
We'll play it later.
Yes, we.
But I want Joe to make something for the people that are sober because they shouldn't just, you know, it sounds so. Make something for them, like all the great things that come with sobriety, the where your life goes, and like so. When we do our weed, we can also do one for them. And lyricist Joe, I don't mean to put the pressure on you. This needs to be a fucking good one because I want to play it a lot. And don't fucking do one of those shit where you tell your wife. Hold on, I'll be right out. I got to make Todd Glass's jingles. Oh, stop it. Stop it already. No one wants to hear about when I opened up for Kenny Loggins. And I didn't, by the way. All right, so we got the Japanese listeners, China, Japanese. I mean, I was thinking of that old thing, Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these. No, we have people in Japan, we have people in China, people all over the globe. Well, when you have a show that's cultured, you draw people. All right, listen. Alan Strickland Williams is doing a show. I had to cancel, but I feel bad. But I wanted to give the show a plug because let me tell you something. It's a great show. I did a show once before, and it always ends up being such a great crowd. You know, like a lot of those niche shows around L.A. where you go and then you fall in love with the venue and how it works. So where is that?
Is it the one on Sunday?
It's at the Arts Eagle Rock.
Yeah, who cares? No, seriously, Alan Strickland Williams driving me up the fucking wall with that show, calling me every day.
No, it's the center for the Arts Eagle at Rock.
Sure.
Oh, I've done that.
It's great, isn't
it's
it?
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a really cool
venue.
He's
super funny. Eric DeDorian. Fuck yeah. Very funny guy.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
And
Eric's great.
It's a great show. Yeah.
Hope his manager doesn't call.
Enough.
You can't what?
I can't. How did I say it? Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. That's correct, right?
Yeah. Well, you could. I'll give you half an hour. Is that going to be enough? Will I really put you to
on
the
this
test?
Podcast, I can't recommend it enough because Todd's doesn't let me. No, but yeah, it's really good.
All right. Cops. I can talk about that later. It's so much, Henry. Hold on. Brittany, you're going to be fine. Where's my magic marker? I want to erase that so I know I took care of it, Brittany. Brittany, you're going to be fine. Look at you. Look at you, Brittany, you son of a bitch. Come on, you know, Brittany thinks you're going to be just good. Wouldn't it be good to give old iPads to, like, assisted living homes or old age homes, old iPads, so they can jack off the porn? No. So they could, like, a lot of times there's people there, they don't
feel the same age as their appliances.
They don't have an iPad to FaceTime a relative. Some of them just don't have it. So you take, but they do it. I did it.
You got to get the iPad 2, though. You can't give them an iPad 1 because you can't FaceTime them.
Yeah, fuck them. They're fine. What do they have, a week left anyway?
You got to give them a new one.
No, well, you do. Well, give them.
And they'd have to sign up with iCloud and all that.
It sounds like a pain in the ass. Why don't you just go visit them already? No, I think it is a good idea because you just give them one that works. But I did it with, I say my grandmother because, but it was really my aunt. She's 94, and I FaceTimed with her. My mom was visiting her in Tempe this weekend. It was nice. It was nice. After, you know, the problem is I don't like the way I look. Like, I want to get a picture of me and just hold it up to that when I FaceTime people. You know what I mean? It's I care. I can look at myself. It's like, no, I'm not going to let someone see me like that.
Yeah.
So I wear a veil. I say I'm religious. All right. By the way, a nice thing to do, and you should really try this. Sometimes you have someone that try having a cup of coffee with someone that in your life that passed away, and you miss them. Just one day, wake up, make a cup of coffee, and have it with their memories. It's actually pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice. Yeah. Can I tell you what I thought about it when my dad died when I was 22? I don't mean to get everybody upset. Anyway, Joe, make a jingle for that. There's Amish people. Looking in the car dealership here.
I think they're Jewish.
They're Jewish. They're Amish. You know what? They're all fun.
We're in West Hollywood.
San Antonio, I'm giving you exactly what you want. Okay. I'm all right. A cup of coffee. Oh, yeah. At my dad's, not funeral, because it was not. It was a rabbi that made the speech at our house. We had it at our house. But it was very non-religious. And he said something. We don't know where people go. Some people think they know. Some people don't know. I'm sure we have people all over the place here. He goes, but we know they're not in pain, but we're not sure. Well, some Catholic people think, no, they're in pain, all right, because they were doing wrong things. but I think they're not in pain, and I agreed with the rabbi. And he said, you have their memories, and you don't have them, and that's the sad part. You can't touch them. You can't. But you have their memories, and sometimes try to – he said that. He goes, one day when you really miss them, have a cup of coffee with their memories. Just sit down, have a cup of coffee, think about something, have it with them, rethink of a good time with them, and just have that cup of coffee. It's almost like meditation with that person. Never did it. Never did it. And I probably didn't even paraphrase as good as he said to do it. I did it 5 days ago with my dad. Had a cup of coffee with my dad. It was pretty cool. And then I checked myself into a mental institute. All right.
Cameron, can you redo a little bit of the conversation? I'm just really curious. Did you go? Thanks, Dad. Thanks. That was a good set. Thank you. Well, I wouldn't say a genius, but yeah, I'm certainly up there. You know.
Shut up. No, it was more. You know what? I'm glad you made that joke because I think I didn't explain it well. It's more thinking of the person.
Yeah.
Oh shit! My fan fell.
The only
not my fan in here. My outside, the one guy that thinks I'm funny fell near the curb.
The
hold on, I'm fixing the fan. Everything's fine. Why isn't this? Is this fan? Can we see if we? Oh, it's that's weird.
Oh no! I will get it working. I need this fan. Is it not plugged in?
It's plugged in.
Because it looks like it's trying to turn. You know when a fan is like going
Well, maybe because I run it too much. All right, we'll fix that. I'm fine. I'm starting to sweat thinking about it not being on. All right, we're almost done. We're almost done. How long have we done?
Around 20 minutes.
No. No way.
Almost 20 minutes.
What? Cameron Esposito, you have your. She has a new CD coming out, Same Sex Symbol. So if you're a fan of Cameron's, you should buy it. If you're not, you will be. And I wanted to give her a shout out. Cameron Esposito. It's called Same Sex Symbol. I hope there's no weird shit or something. That's weird. Same Sex Symbol. Weird. What if somebody never listens to our show and that's the first part they hear? They think we're stupid. Wait, why is it weird to have a same sex? Okay. Anything I didn't get? Okay, let me do this. I don't want to do it here. Today is going to be a two-part show because later, I very rarely shelf a show, but I have like 3 weeks I'm going to be away. So today what we're going to do is we have Henry here, and so I don't make him sit across from me and do what I hate doing on other podcasts. A lot of the stuff that I want to talk about in the opening, we'll talk about in the after show. One of them is my experience in San Antonio. And if you talk about this not being a teaser of all time, first of all, let me tell you something, San Antonio. And I will get to the details. I will get to your names. I will get to everybody I met. So Bob gave me a record. I'll get to the club. I'm going to break it down. Not now, but I want to tease this. And then we're going to do one more thing, and then we're going to start the show. I had an awesome time in that city, in spite of the club. And when I say in spite of the club, I don't even mean the employees at the club, because they were unbelievably kind. Every single employee of that club was unbelievably kind. And the people that came out, and where I went afterwards with Jay Whitecotton, and it was just really a lot of fun. Every single person at that club, they should know that I so appreciated you. But the people that own the club, we're going to talk about. And I'm going to do it nice, and I'm going to do it kind, and I'm going to do it in the way that there's two ways you want to make fun of a club. One is to give them a jab. The other is so you pray that they will fucking hear it and know that they were talked about in an honest way. They must like comedy. The big thing was, is it a tax write-off? Is it? And I go, no, they love Andy Kindler. There's no way you can love Andy Kindler and not love comedy. I believe that they love comedy. But let me tell you something. We're going to have a nice long talk about some of the things that you believe. And one of them is, amongst many, that you don't give the opener a dinner. Mm. We'll talk about that. Because
yeah.
I always fantasize getting them both in a room and going, hey, come here, come here, come here. Take the boxing gloves off. Because a lot of times when you go to help someone, they're combative. They think, no, come here, come here. It's from a place of love. Come here, both of you, come here. Give the owner, give the MC on the show every night, give him a chicken sandwich. It's worth it. He'll feel real nice. I can't believe that there would be a reason why you didn't do that. Do it. I know you overlooked it, but come here. Hey, come here. You're already thinking why you don't do it, and you're trying to rationalize it, aren't you? You're in your head. No, am I right? Didn't you go inward and think, oh, if I was there, I could explain it with diligence. Hey. Come here. Take a deep breath. Stop trying to think why it's right, because it isn't. You've been doing it for a long time, but it's not right. And there's some other things, too, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But if you don't listen to any more, give the MC a chicken sandwich. It'll feel real nice, and there's no reason why you shouldn't do it. And you could think of a lot of them, but none of them will be right. So we'll talk about that later in the after show. I am going to fucking lay the law down in a loving way. So we got all that. Did Rory ever call in for, we'll do that later. Can you hand me a magic marker out of that bowl? And then we're going to start the show. So many things. That's right. I'll just put all this stuff in there later. Never mind. Oh God. I sent Yo off over to get it. I hear new. What the fuck were you doing over there? I never heard so much noise my entire life. Okay. Didn't we do something for you last time you were here? A little jingle?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Nick Yola, Nick Yola.
We'll play that later. All right, so listen. So here's what we're going to do. Before we take a break, we're going to get some fresh air. Anything I didn't get to on this opening. Jesse Wentridge, Casey, don't go anywhere. Did you have this one? I love this. I'm going to get this out of the way, too, about Y equals X. It's something I said about competition. Empathy isn't a competition. Somebody just put it so simple. I loved it. Do you know what it was?
I do, but got deleted.
That's okay. You think? It's people that say they don't feel bad for Y because X has it harder. They don't care about Y or X. Something to that. Somebody tweeted it. But we'll – do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Who said it?
At the Wordy.
Go ahead. I love this. It just says it. It's like just when you think you're going to argue, that group has it harder. And that's my instinct sometimes. They go, no, they do. Why do you do? Shut up. This fucking says it.
People who say I don't feel sorry for X because Y has it so much worse are people who don't feel sorry for X nor Y nor anybody at all.
Thank you.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like people go, I can't believe you're that cause is the people for the SPCA. They're starving kids. Oh, you don't have any cause.
Yeah.
Because when you have a cause, you understand. If you have a cause, and let's say it's kids, and you find someone else's animals, when you have a cause, and you know what it feels like to not think you're perfect, but to try to do one thing while you're on this planet, and yours is kids, and you overhear someone making fun of someone for dogs, the person that's their cause is kids goes, hey, that's their cause. Relax. But the person that has no cause... Why? You don't give a shit about either or anybody.
Yeah.
Caught you motherfucker.
Oh, Twitter is just a cesspool of that kind of stuff.
And a lot of great stuff, too.
Great stuff, too,
a lot of great, kind people.
But a lot of judgmental.
Okay, here's the last thing, because I want to do it on the opening, and then we're all you. Does that comfort you?
Not all me, but hopefully.
Well, yeah. All right, so... I have never been so – I'm so frenetic in the opening of this show, but it's all good because we can do it all later. I just hate when, like I said, someone's sitting across from me, and I feel like I had so much pre-show, but it taught me a lesson. Every time I have too much pre-show, I don't relax and do it right, so I'd rather just wait, and we'll do it another time. So let me say who's here. It's going to be a great show. Is everybody
Robbie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Everybody go around and say their name. What's your name?
Robbie
Kirkhoff. Your name?
Aristotle.
What's your name?
Keaton.
Oh, that's right. Keaton's might be on drums later. Mark. Oh, look who's back.
Sensitive.
Sensitive's here.
Henry
Phillips is here on the Todd Glass Show. Henry Phillips is here on the Todd Glass Show. That's how it sounds.
Henry Phillips is here. Henry Phillips is here. Henry Phillips is here. Henry Phillips is here on the Todd Glass Show. Henry Phillips is here.
Who's here?
Henry Phillips is here.
I didn't hear you.
Henry Phillips is here.
I know, honestly, one more time if you don't mind.
He's on the Todd Glass Show tonight.
Henry Phillips is here. I didn't know who said
Henry
that.
Henry Phillips is here.
Who's here? Who's here?
Henry Phillips is here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Who's here?
Henry Phillips is here.
Oh, where is he at? What's he doing?
He's on the Todd Glass Show, and he's our favorite guest. Sorry. Henry Phillips is here.
Wait, I'm sorry. One more time?
Henry Phillips is here.
No, my right ear, it's a speaker thing.
Henry Phillips is here.
It sounds like you're saying something.
He's on the Todd Glass Show.
Held that note. Wow. Lynn did. Okay. So Henry Phillips is here. And so we'll take a break. We'll get some fresh air. And did I get everything? Brittany, you're going to be just fine. Joe, I need a new opening, but we'll talk about it later. I'm not joking around. If you did anything, it would just, I need a new opening. I really do, like where you take like some of the new stuff and we, but if you could do that, that would mean the world.
He said 9 p.m., but we'll see. No, sorry, man. I didn't mean to.
Every time.
I'm just voice texting.
Because you realize, hold on, you know what it is? The more this is serious, the more that, so do it again.
Yeah.
It's just a destruction, and to see that much
death is it really just leaves you numb.
No, I do
want
to see you.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. When it's children, it really upsets me.
I do want to see you. It's just that it might go long. It has in the past.
Make it even more unimportant. More unimportant. Like, you know, more unimportant. You ready?
All right.
You know what it is, folks? That I refuse to get when the love that's there between a family member, when you have the love between your mom and your dad.
What was that place we got the breakfast burritos?
All right, so also
no, Fairfax.
Yo-Off is here, and you every other time you're here, it's with Danny LaBelle.
Danny LaBelle!
And also, we didn't have him here last week for the big podcast festival. The always charming, the always energetic, the always fun, the always nice, the always positive, giving, caring. Son of a fucking bitch. Take that out. I don't want people to think I curse. I have a certain style that I live up to. Jake Adams. Hi, Jake. It's good to see you. Hey. So here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. I always know the song to wake you people up to. This is where you should say. We should say this on the opening. Wake up. Say, if you want to start the show off right, the Henry Phillips Show, you wonder, where does it start? Was that the cold opening? On the opening, we're going to tell people, we can't forget, this is where the Henry Phillips Show starts.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
All right, you like it? You wake up to that? Hmm? Now you pile of shit. Now, do we?
Good morning, starshine.
We'll know the part. Do we? What? You'll know it. Here's the part we'll all know.
Do they validate parking?
So funny.
So funny. Holy shit. How the fuck did you come up
He's
with this?
He's brilliant. So
comedic genius.
No wonder he has an hour special coming up. It's like whatever he does. It's like a stupid text thing, but he makes it.
Richard who?
So talented. I mean, it's just.
The number one in comedy.
Well, because he just says it like he goes like this. He goes, what time's the bar? Oh, it's brilliant. It's just brilliant.
Natural talent.
Natural talent. Natural talent. Well, Henry always was. I mean,
say something.
Wait, was that part of that?
Oh, Henry Phillips, what a funny fuck.
All right, listen. Of course we're going to use that. How you doing?
That's great. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing well.
You tweeted something that me and Eric laughed at. Like, I love to read, like, one tweet that will make you laugh all day, and yours was the one about the... By the way, it's funny for 15 different reasons, and I'm aware of all of them.
Which one?
About the peeing in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go, do that, do that.
I think I said something like, ask the hotel to replace my piss bucket. And they said, sir, that's for ice. And I was like, ew, who puts ice in their piss bucket?
The whole thing's based on the guy that has to believe that that's even a piss bucket.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the joke, but. Well, no, it's not.
No, I like it because I'm thinking she's weird now. Like, she's gross to me. Like, ew.
Right.
Why would she do
and
that?
And you're the weird one
it's
for
disgusting.
Pissing in the.
I get it.
Blow it out your ass!
No, that's not nice.
You smoke pot, right?
No.
Oh, I thought
Shut
you
up.
Did.
My mom listens to the show. Dude, seriously.
I had a little interchange with it, because I don't really smoke it a lot. And
what do you do? What's your thing?
I drink.
I heard you like to have it. You know what? This is personal. Is it true you like to have... Do you mind if I ask you this?
No, that's fine.
I feel like, someone said you like to have 30 Jack Daniels before you go out for the night. Is that true?
Well, yeah. I mean... I don't know if I want to talk about it publicly, but yeah, I guess 30 is about right.
Just leave it at that.
I mean, I've done 30 several times today, but no.
Okay, so you were going back into the marijuana
thing.
So
my friends don't believe me because every now, like once or twice a year, I'll have a hit of pot. And so I was over at my buddy Steve Marsh's place.
Steve Marsh.
I was hanging out.
Jesus Christ, look at you.
And we were hanging out, and I had one hit of pot, and his girlfriend said, do you want another one? I said, no, I'm completely high. And she couldn't believe that. She's like, you've had one hit. And I was like, yeah. Well, I mean, ask me anything that only a high person would know. And she was like, I don't know, what's the name of the first Grateful Dead album? And I was like, I have no idea. And she was like, wow, you are fucking high. So that's a real conversation that happened. And I, so I had to smoke more after that.
You know what? I've said the same thing before, but you don't know it. What do you do when you're doing a show and then you've told the audience something five times, but then you haven't told the guest? You just go, hey, we'll tell you later. No, I'm going to do it right now. So with that in mind, some reverb, please. And I forgot what I was doing. Oh, marijuana.
Can we play it back?
No, yeah. I got it. Marijuana. Yes, No, you don't really need reverb. Does it cost extra? No, I could see Chris Hardwick yelling at me. He's up on the reverb, man.
It's a lot of electricity.
Wait,
we're going back?
Oh
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, that just makes me laugh so fucking hard when you're not ready for it. Okay, let me say it right now without stopping, because that's going to make me forget it. What you were saying about the pot is true for me. I've said this on the show a lot, but now I'm telling it to you. The advantage of me to saying just no to pot three times a week, and again, I've said this before, it's still a lot of pot smoking. It's not like you're going only once a month. That's four times a week. That still lets you have a really four fun nights a week.
Yeah.
The advantage of saying no to it three nights, for me, this isn't going to be true for everybody, is unbelievable. Because every time I smoke, the same thing happens to me. This is where it ties back into your story. Sometimes I think people doubt, come on, you had one hit, you're that high, when I say no to it a few nights a week. But when I was doing it seven nights a week back like 3 years ago for about 6 months, it wasn't good.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't good. And I was able to go, believe me, I wish I had this much self-control with food. I don't. With food, it's worth. But with pot, I went, yeah, you're not enjoying it. And then I guess you could say cold turkey, went back to three or four nights a week.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, I'll be hanging out. Somebody asked me. I'll be like, you know what? It would be fun to smoke right now. I go, but it's not going to be great.
Yeah.
I'll save it for when I can really enjoy it.
That's probably the secret to enjoying anything, I think.
You know, you make a lot of sense.
Well, I'm just saying what you said.
Well, I know. That's why I noticed.
No, but I mean, I think, anybody who quit smoking for a long time can tell you that first one that they have is just, it's just like being a kid again. You know?
Yes. Yes.
It's the most, I don't want to make people out there that are, you know, that have quit for a long time, but I'm just saying that first one, and they know. It's just amazing. It's just
I love
the best feeling. Like, your head is just light, and it's like, oh, it feels so good.
And look, I think especially when you just coincidentally have the right amount the first time. I think some people tell stories like, at first, it didn't work, and it wasn't their thing, and then they try it again a year later, now they really enjoy it. But if your first experience just coincidentally works right, yeah, that's what it's like. And for me, it was. I was like.
So how often do you do it now?
Every day. Please help me. No.
Well, because it's getting more. Like, I think you started by saying once a month, and then it was like once
a
week.
No, I never said once a month.
Well, play it back. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, maybe I misunderstood.
I never ever said once a month. You can play it back.
Maybe you said four times a month. But then you said four times a
month. Once a month. That's all I'll smoke. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm not going to smoke more than once a month.
Wait, I thought you said it wasn't once a month.
Wait a second. I might have. Maybe I did say I'll smoke it once a month. I did. I listened
sure
to that.
You did.
But that's all. I never said I didn't do coke, ever. I never said I didn't do coke.
You said you did coke early. Play it back.
Hold on. I never fucking said I did coke,
Henry.
You told
me that you did coke.
I did not. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Let's go back. Let's play it back.
I used to do coke like a motherfucker, Henry. I did it every fucking night. It was so coked out of my head. I was fucking like
snorting
it.
See, there you are. That's you talking. Yeah, so you're saying, I mean,
I might have
that
said
was your
it
voice.
Now that I listened to it, that was my voice.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a problem.
Well, I don't know that you do. I mean, it just seems.
No.
I think the problem is that you say things and then say later that you didn't say those.
I shouldn't
things.
Do. I've never done that before, ever.
The problem.
I have, no. Listen to me.
This
is the first time I've ever fucking done that.
You did it the last time I was on the show.
No, I did not.
Here, let's play it.
you know, I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm sorry. You know, I do. I make I forgot the bit. Isn't that sad?
Sometimes you say things. You say things and then sometimes, say you didn't say it later.
Even if I could hear you repeat it, I'm not. It's not gonna. I'm not gonna do it any good.
You
right
say
now.
Say things.
Beep. Hello, mommy.
It
so
reminds
good
me
to
of,
have you back, Henry. Can I play your intro?
Well, sure.
Well, you didn't seem to be excited.
No, I was about to tell a story that was kind of relevant.
Oh, sure.
Because people exaggerate sometimes how little or how much they do certain vices. And
let me ask you a question before you tell a story. Do you want reverb?
No.
No reverb?
No.
I'll give you a little. Let me just give you a little.
Are you sure?
I think a little bit. Make it nice.
I actually prefer not to have the reverb.
Give him a little reverb.
I think that makes it sound weird like I'm doing a bit.
No, not that much. Just gentle reverb like he's asking.
I'm just talking.
Just give him the reverb like he wants.
But see, that's weird because I didn't want to say something that warrants reverb. I was
it's just a boring thing?
Just a boring story.
Oh, turn the reverb off. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not an exciting.
No, you're right. It's making it like it's just
not
us
awesome
sitting around shitting around.
Yeah,
I get
was
going
to tell a shitty
no
story.
No reverb.
Yeah.
Do we have crickets?
Yeah, we can
do crickets. The guy doesn't get it. He just wants in the middle.
Greg Warren, my buddy Greg Warren. Was
I know
doing
Greg
the,
Warren, friend of the show.
Yeah, and he was doing.
I just say that because it sounds.
He's
cool.
Going to be out here at the end of October. You should have.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have to have him.
He's a great guy.
I have to. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something nice.
All right.
Jesus, so much pressure.
So we were on the Craig, he was on the Craig Ferguson show. I just came to hang with him in the.
It's more like we're hanging out in the woods.
Do you smell crickets? I mean, do you hear?
Do you think this story
smell?
Do you think this story is more me? You just in the woods and we're camping and you're telling me the story?
Yeah, no, that's right.
It's like a
that's
bullshit
nice.
Throwaway.
Like
we're
that.
Having some jacks. Okay, let's then give it. The crickets.
By the way, Todd, this is a good time. I like this. It was a good idea to come camping instead of podcasting. I like this. Hey, did I ever tell you about Greg Warren? You know Greg Warren, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. He and I. He was on the Ferguson show, and I was just there hanging out with him in the green room, and. They gave him a bottle of vodka. Yeah. Do you smell crickets? No.
Henry, I got to stop you. Turn that off, high praise.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Took that bit and you went right into it like a motherfucker. Like exactly what I wanted you to do. And you saw that, like, you're going to get right back to your Greg Warren story, but you fit it in. You know, we're hanging around. Hey, did I ever tell you about the, you know. And
well,
then
really
I really made pretend
the
I was there.
It really is great. It reminded me of being in Ojai.
Did you tell the story yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
Let me,
see,
should.
I'm a good host.
I should, yeah.
Hello, I'm a good host.
Keep it focused.
Hello, I'm a good host. It's the worst host telling people how good he is. Hello, does anyone fucking see the good host? Well, when you see him, why don't you thank him? These other shit shows, I can do this. Hey, what happened when you were younger?
Where are we now, at the beach? Oh,
we're in my hands flopping around. I'm not too crazy about that.
This was a good idea to come
Let's
here.
Stop the bits.
I'm glad we did this.
Stop the bits. I want to hear about Greg Warren.
Oh, yeah.
I really do, actually. See, I'm a good host.
He was nervous about something, and he was like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to do this and that. And you know, people get nervous before they're going to do their thing. And I was like, hey. And I kind of half-joking. This was a good idea. to come
Where
out to,
are we at?
To come out to this barn. You know, I like it. I like the smell of dying animals.
Hey, while we're out here smelling this shit, why don't you tell me about Greg Warren?
Oh, man. So Greg was doing the Ferguson show, and I was... Do you smell crickets? It'd be funny if the smell crickets is just part of the story, and it has nothing to do with the fact that we heard crickets.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Greg Warren and I... Well, now the story...
Oh, Henry Phillips, what a funny fuck!
Yeah, that's jazz.
I love that.
That's your. That's Damn. Just some nice things said about you, really, in a very gruff, jazzy tone.
Yeah, I love it.
I used to work it's in like the garment district. Garment district. Garment.
See, now, maybe I'm negative. I picture
1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3.
I picture it as a guy being one of my rivals, and he's watching me when I'm on Kimmel or something, and he's drinking out of a bottle. Like drinking vodka out of a bottle, and he's singing that. So he means the opposite.
Both.
Yeah, he's angry with me. I don't know why I hear it the negative way.
Ah, Henry Phillips, what?
Oh, Henry Phillips, what a funny
right?
fuck!
Yeah.
Am
he's
I doing the right
off.
Gestures?
Yeah.
I knew
angry.
I would do the visual for Henry. It's like Henry
he's
Phillips.
Sarcastic.
He's a funny fuck. He's taking his arm and he's throwing it. Yeah, he's a real funny fuck. He's washing you. He's swiping it away with the hand. Yeah, he's a real hilarious. Yeah.
The next sentence was going to be,
not.
"Oh, I'm not. I don't do comedy."
No,
oh
listen,
yeah.
Listen, it's not the way it was written. It was written. They're like, Henry Phillips, he's a funny fuck.
I just hear that everything negative.
No, don't. Because let me tell you something. You're getting very sleepy. Your mother used to yell at you.
So Greg wanted to
I'm the first one to do an interview through hypnosis. People come on my show. Tick tock, tick tock. How does Todd get them to tell a story? He hypnotizes them.
That's right.
He gets the real good details. All right, listen. Can I play your intro?
Sure.
You know, Joe goes to a lot of hard work.
That's all right.
He gets upset.
No. The
no,
because
he calls me. Is this just between me and you?
Yeah, yeah.
How do I deal with it? He calls me. He goes, Todd, you don't play my intro song until an hour into the show. And I go, I know, but sometimes that's how long it takes to start the show. Consider it an honor that we're starting. Like, this is the official start of the show.
Well, he doesn't believe people are going to listen that long. He wants that prime real estate at the top. He wants that.
He thinks it's like, you know how other shows, they go, no one listens to that part?
Yeah.
And he thinks it's that. He goes, no, Todd.
It's everything the, after the 5 minutes.
The core listeners listen. They're not listening later when he goes off and does a CB song every week.
Alan Strickland
No one
Williams
wants to get a plug after that CB song. And he has no audience left.
Like, yeah, I mean, we're going to plug my hour special coming up.
Hey,
at
by
one
the way,
point.
Hold on. I actually, to George Carlin, I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
I know that whatever bit we were doing, I'm sure we were done with it.
It was a good story about Greg Warren, and I never got to finish it.
Oh, then maybe I do want to hear about it, but I also want to talk about your special. So, but let's hear Greg Warren. I'm putting you in charge. What are you saying? Say it loud.
I'm saying it's kind of an off-air story.
Oh, it's kind of an off-air story.
Oh, which one?
Story.
Oh, yeah, my Greg Warren story. Yeah.
It's
well,
not.
Wait, but when we were off-air, you said it's more of an on-air story, and you
I
told
did
me
think
to
it
say
was. I did think it was when we were off the air. I thought, oh, that'll be
well,
good
and
on
then
the
we,
show.
Well, we
and
went off for a second, and I tried to bring it up again,
and I thought,
but you said let's do it on the air.
And I realized I made a mistake. I thought, right,
now,
it was an off-air.
And now I'm trying to do it on
the air. Well, we're on the air. No, I said do it off the air. I genuinely think. I'm not trying to play games with you.
No.
I thought, listen, just so you know, I'm not crazy.
Okay.
When we were off the air, you went to tell me the story about Greg
that's
Warren.
Right.
And I said, oh, that's more of an on-the-air thing.
And that's what I remember.
Then you did. You waited and you told it on the air.
As I was listening,
I thought and I went, that's more of an off-the-air thing.
For
some reason, before you even told
it. Oh, that's why you cut me off.
That's why I cut you off. I went, that is an off-the-air thing.
But then when we went off, I tried to say it.
Because then I was thinking and I thought, you know what, maybe it is an on-the-air thing. I really thought it. And I tell you, I'm not playing games. I thought, it is. There's something there. I could see it being a juicy on-air, thing. Like, it's one of those things. I didn't think it was going to lead to that. And then you tell the story, and it actually is a great story. Sometimes the buildup of the story isn't the story's fault.
Well, that's...
Forget about the buildup. Take it away. It's just, I'm not judging
on
that. Nothing could ever top it. It's just, you're right. I want to hear it.
All right.
So what is the story? And I'm sorry I interrupted you before.
No, it's all right. So Greg Warren and I... And, you know, by the way, I'm really glad that we're doing this.
Can I tell you,
African safari.
And no one ever wanted to go with me. I thought this is a great place.
This is great. Wow, what are the ducks?
Can I ask you a question now that we're out in the middle of nowhere and I really want to tap into... I know this is... I'm just trying to be spiritual.
No, I hear you.
We're in the jungle. We paid a lot of money. What's your Greg Warren story?
Oh, man.
I hear so much about...
It's funny, you know, Greg was doing the Craig Ferguson show. I remember like it was yesterday. And they'd given him a bottle of vodka. And, you know, Greg, do you smell crickets?
No, now it's the first time I really wanted to know. I want to go past the vodka. Because I really do want to know the story,
I should tell it. I'll try to make it quick. Now we can never do it. We can never tell
we can.
The story
Let's
is doomed.
Let's do it. Let's give ourselves a
Because everybody's going to be expecting
I have an idea.
The sound effects.
I have an idea.
All right.
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You're
tell
gonna
it off the air.
You're going to tell it. It's an off-the-air thing.
Yeah.
I really swear. Do it off the air.
Okay.
It's not...
All right.
Now we're off. Maybe pretend we're off
well.
The air.
Okay.
We're off the air. We're hanging out. Hey, you know what I want to do?
Hey, Todd. Can I get you... Can I...
I have to ask just because I don't... I'm just curious. Where are we hanging out?
Yeah, I just want... Whoa.
Oh, we're in...
we're in England.
Come on.
Hey, can I just tell you that Greg Warren story really quick? You said...
Well, with this ambulance coming by, I don't think...
Well, but we're about to go on the air, and I...
Tell it
said,
on the air.
No.
No, I'm... You know what?
Come on.
By the way, I need to go to a doctor. I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. I keep going flip-flop on my opinions.
Well, yeah.
No, this is an on-air thing.
You promise.
Let's go inside to the studio.
Okay.
Yes, and by the way, as soon as I start the show, I'll just turn to you. I'll say, hey, you know, what's going on? How was your weekend?
Okay.
Tell the story.
All
it's a great one.
Okay.
And we're back on KC. I'm always bad at thinking of numbers. Fuck that part of sketches. They suck. I don't have to remember shit. You get the gist of the bit, okay? I have to go, we're back at KCRP. No, that's not the good part. The good part is right here. Hey, and we're back. And Henry, so how was your weekend?
Yeah, no, it was good. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you this little story. You know Greg Warren?
Oh, sure.
Comedian? Yeah, so he was out here. He was doing the Ferguson show, right?
Oh, this is a showbiz story. Tell it off the air.
No.
Anyway.
Well, this is, you know.
Nah, it's not. I mean, like this bit. I don't like where what I'm doing for comedy right now.
It's really more of an off-air bit.
It is. Can I get a bottle of water if you don't mind? And I know your people have struggled. Well, no, yes, the Jews to get you a bottle of water. The next thing you know, they tell you how their rabbi. By the way, our rabbi once at this thing I went to, he was asking for a raise in front of the congregation. Me and my brothers went, this does not help their image.
No.
Because I'm not kidding. We went to my friend.
Really?
We went to my friend Laurel and my parents had friends, Laurel and Frank. Laurel and Frank had kids.
Can you make their name Jewier?
And come on. Well, he's Jewish. He can say it. Anyway, I throw that in right there. Anyway, so they met on their honeymoon. So we knew their friends. We grew up knowing each other, Laurel and Frank. What's this story about?
The rabbi asking
about the image.
Oh yeah.
Of the rabbi.
So we went to Stacy's wedding. We went up to Brooklyn when we were younger. We went up to Stacy's wedding, and me and my brothers remember the friend. He goes, I'm not joking around. He goes, and I haven't had a raise in over 10 years, but we're like, oh, my God, he's trying to get a raise. We thought it was so funny that the rabbi. So they're Jewish, so my brother made the joke. He goes, you know what, you don't. I'm back to the beginning.
Oh, yeah, every once in a while. Here, I got an idea. You're telling a story. You lose your train of thought.
I got to cut you off.
Oh.
Because I really do want to finish this. Here's what we do for your story with Greg Warren.
All right.
To George Carlin, there's a story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We just pick a place where it's going to end up. You're going to tell it. We can go anywhere we want. We can get the sound effect. So where are we at when over the years, for some reason, we never heard it. We went to Hawaii. We never got it out. We were in the jungle, and you thought you'd tell it. We got interrupted. This is where you end up.
Okay.
Hey, you know that story I never hear the. What is that Greg Warren story? This is where it's going to be. So, and let's pick the right background. What do we want it to be? No. Oh, okay. No, this is sad. It's funny, but it's sad. Like, in the midst of all that, I'd want to hear that story. It is comedy.
Yeah.
And I think it is. We got to pick that, don't we? Because it's so wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
let's
so this
it.
Is where we're at. Why? Are we fighting for our country or something?
I guess so.
There's nobody gets hurt, by the way, this day.
We're in the foxhole.
There's a lot of shooting. But right, here we go.
Great!
So, Todd.
Start over.
Can I tell you the story?
Okay.
Can I tell you the Greg Warren story now about Ferguson?
I want to hear it.
Okay.
I always was sorry that I, in case we don't make it through this.
No, I
was
bet.
I was always hoping I'd hear the Greg Warren story.
I know you did, Todd.
I feel like I've interrupted you every time when we were in the glaciers. You were going
to
tell me.
You don't even need to apologize. I know you had your show to do, and that's fine, but I really want to tell you the story.
What's the story?
Greg Warren. You know the comedian Greg Warren. Okay, so he was on the Ferguson show, Craig Ferguson,
uh-huh.
Right? And they gave him a bottle of vodka. Shit. All right. So, okay. I said he was nervous about whether or not the show was going to go over. And I was like, well, hey, if the worst case scenario is you've got a full bottle of vodka. But I had been drinking his vodka. And that's something that he didn't know yet, because he was saving it for later. So about 10 minutes later, the same conversation came up, and Greg was nervous, and I said, hey, Greg, if nothing else, they gave you, three quarters of a bottle of vodka. And he was like, what do you mean three quarters of a bottle of vodka? And I was like, holy shit, is that guy dead? Oh, God. All right, anyway, do you smell crickets? Listen. Hey. No, but just to summarize, so that's the way that the bit went. So
show it the respect it deserves, not
yeah.
One of those shitty round of applause.
So then by the end.
No, we're at the theater. No, no, no. You take your.
Thank you.
You're in theater. You step back.
Henry Phillips, what a
we love you.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Encore. Come back.
Yeah. Wait, Todd, I got
single.
Can I play your intro?
Can we do this? Let's do it where...
What time is it?
You know, because you've done this a couple times tonight.
An after show. Can I tell you, I've never had more of a tease
on this after show.
The network's really coming down on me. The network's coming down on me. They want me to plug my after show. Apparently, there's a lot of juice that comes out in it. What the fuck? I know a lot of people, I look at the blogs, they want to know what happened at that comedy club, so they're really paying attention. How about the way I got rid of my 15-second button so everyone has to listen to everything I say?
All right, here's what you're you've done this a couple of times. So tell me a story. Just tell me a little bit of the story, and then at one point you space out and say, what was the story about? And then I'm going to jump in with something that's totally different.
Oh, okay. That's your trick? Oh, because you just look for a hole. It doesn't have to make it. Okay, great.
But you have to jump in.
I think I get it.
So you have to say, wait, hold on. What was I talking about?
If I don't get it, just help me.
That's right.
I think I'll figure it out eventually. I mean, quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I was at the mall Friday, and what's that store? Oh, the one on top of the mall. They sell the all the shirts and stuff, the really cool shirts. What's the name of
Foot Locker?
No.
Foot Locker. No, and then you're going to be like, what was I talking about?
I have to say that. I thought I was leading you right up to it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I thought you would. Some would say I gave him his lead and he could have just started where I left off. I don't really have to say.
No, because it's
oh my God, I forgot. Oh, maybe
it's
I
gotta
do.
Be,
you're
you
right.
Forgot.
I'm sorry. I take that back. What I said.
You forgot what story you were telling.
Okay, because in a minute I might go. That's why I needed to do it. So I should shut up now. Okay. So anyway, I was at the mall, and what was that place upstairs? You were saying they sold really cool shirts.
Victoria's Secret.
No. You have to wait. You can't say anything because I have to say to him. Get it? Right?
Oh,
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I won't jump in until you forget the story.
That's right. What was that store? Okay. So I was like, sorry, I'm getting nervous.
Let's start from scratch.
This is an independent film. Why am I so nervous? I'm getting nervous like it was real.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good actor, you fucking idiots. Anyway.
Just tell me any story.
What's that store at the mall where you said they were selling really cool shirts? What was it? You said, I remember you saying, oh, that place, oh, they have a really cool shirts. What was the.
Macy's. Yeah.
No.
And what was it?
No, what was it? It wasn't that. What was it? I can't remember. What was my story that I was telling?
You were talking about how you had to stay at this family's place and they had made you stay in the little girl's bedroom. And that was weird for you. You know what I mean? Like.
Is he telling his story? I got a little lost, to be
you
honest.
You forget.
And so might some of the listeners. Don't make, you know, might be you.
We might have to cut this whole thing.
No, shut up. You don't cut anything.
Earlier
I won't have anything cut.
You were
never
telling
cut
a story,
anything.
And at
I interrupt
one point,
more than I cut.
You had forgotten
I interrupt,
which story.
But I don't cut.
You had forgotten
I always
which
interrupt.
Story
I know. I said I interrupt. I know I'm bad at that, but I never cut anything.
Had to jump
sure,
in.
I interrupt.
All right,
sure,
let's try it again. Let's try
sure, I'm not always the best host.
Try one more time.
Okay, go ahead. Am I doing it right at all?
Yeah,
because why is this so hard for me?
Let's play. How about I'm doing the other guy? I just thought of something.
Okay. I just thought of something.
Yeah.
How come sometimes the next day you have a thought and you go, why didn't I just say that then? Because when you're high, you forget you can stop and just explain yourself. And sometimes you just, here's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
I'm not good at this right now.
Oh, but you're great at it.
I feel like I'm doing a shitty job. Like, well, I think, should I let
Let's
Jake
reverse the rules.
Should I let, what?
We could do that or reverse the roles. So here.
I'm more nervous now.
So all you have to do now.
The joke part.
All you have to do now is just come up with any random story that's not the one I'm telling. That's what we're going to do. All
right. Oh, okay.
Here we go. Okay. So I was on the road and my buddy and I were like, well, let's go to the Dunkin' Donuts and get this breakfast. So we went over there and there's a bunch of people in there and God, what story was I just talking about? What was I just talking about?
No, you were saying I was in the police academy. I mean, I was really supposed to be a cop.
Last year. So I'm in the police academy. All right.
And
so
he's trying to tell his story, right? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, it's not? I thought
you're
that's what it was.
You're just giving guy a different story than the one he's telling.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I get it. It's funnier that way, actually. It is funnier that way.
Let's try it.
Let's do it again. Look, this is a safe place.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish it was a safe place with candy.
This is the etymology of a bit.
Because I'd be happier eating candy right now. Who wouldn't be? No one's happy. If candy was lettuce, it'd be a good world.
If some
was
butts.
All right, it was my first country hit, and I stole the later I'll sing it for you. Did you ever? Hey, I want to talk about your special.
Oh, yeah.
I think that bit ran its course.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
We'll cut it. Yeah, I'm very excited. I've been on a health kick.
Yeah.
I've been eating kale. You know what I've been doing? because you and I have talked about this stuff a lot. I've got, I buy.
If you say
really,
two tickets to Paradise, you know, I'd be okay with it.
Because I saw you at the Vaughn's today, and
I did.
I buy
the nice
really
Vaughn's
thick,
in the rich area.
Really thick, dark kale.
Ooh,
yes.
With that?
Actually, I do. Yeah, no, actually.
Dressing. Oh, when you eat canned, you just put
and
it in.
And then did you juice
all right.
it?
All right.
Excuse me. Can I get some sea salt for my canned?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Everybody, the king is here. He wants his canned.
Not the sound. Hoity-toity.
It was kale. Oh, I wish I could be as much kale as Henry. If the universe was kale, he'd own the world.
Well, anyway.
Use the regular lettuce to fan King Kale.
Well, anyway.
In comes the kale of Henry Phillips to be eaten by him.
All right, so we've had a little bit of fun. But anyway,
croutons.
So I put on that kale, I put some flaxseed oil. Okay, come on, you know. Flaxseed oil, which is a good kind of, it's healthy, you know. It's,
yeah, so
I get the one from Whole Foods because it's expensive. Yeah. But, okay.
You don't look like a traitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please move aside. The great Henry Phillips will be approaching with his kale and his lemon.
We've had our fun. Okay.
Okay.
Guys, we've had our fun. I know, and I'm not trying. Okay, but hold on. Let me finish.
Let him finish. Okay. Guys. And also, you got to let him finish.
What I'll do.
No. These guys don't understand. You got to let him tell the story.
Yeah.
Sometimes he shows off, and it's hard for us to hold our. I get it. We never intend on interrupting, but he says something. It's so braggy. I get it.
No, I know.
But let him tell the story. Let him tell the story.
Well, what I'll do after I have that, I'll put just a little bit of nutmeg. Wait a sec. Now, what's nutmeg? That's not even a big thing.
May we have reverb, please?
I guess you can have nutmeg.
That's not even
that. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Henry will be coming in with his nutmeg. Excuse me.
Too good for regular nuts?
Nutmeg
is just a regular thing.
Nutmeg. Pardon me. Move aside. Paprika. Nutmeg's moving
into
town.
I'll have nutmeg and Meg. You'll have none.
Thank
you. Pardon me. Ladies
I'm
and gentlemen,
an easy target.
Joining
I like
Henry
healthy
for dinner
foods,
will
but
be
anyway.
Nutmeg.
Boo.
What I'll do after
serving
that.
For two at Whole Foods.
You know, okay. But what I'll do, when I'm done with that stuff, I just want to say this, and I know you guys are going to make fun of me, but what I'll do is I've got this thing, and I'll have the ingredients. I don't want to say them again because you're going to make fun of me, but I put them in a little a fistful of it, and I shove it up my ass. Oh, really? Nothing on shoving it in my ass.
Shoving it up his ass.
Ooh, you don't place it in your butt.
I don't play games. I just shove it right up my ass. Look away, everybody. I'm Henry Phillips.
That's not even
up.
Doesn't even use
right
latex
up my
gloves.
Ass.
You're doing a
colon clay. Oh, I'll just shove it right up my ass.
And I'm all confused because it's like, well, that's not even a hoity-toity thing to do. That's just a weird thing to do. But, shouldn't we all be so lucky we can shove it up our ass? Yeah, I remember that song.
Henry Phillips has returned.
Oh, wow.
To the Todd Glass Show. Yeah.
I've never heard this covered before.
Henry Phillips has returned.
Can you pause that?
Nice.
This is a very monumental, whether you want to believe it or not, the sources here, the rumble amongst the studio was palpable in when I had walked in here tonight. I felt it, and I said, why is there an energy here tonight? They go, well, Henry Phillips, it's his first song parody. No one's ever taken a song. It's like, now all of a sudden, it's like when Weird Al Yankovic does a cover of your thing. It's like a big deal now. So this is like a very
No, that is a really flattering thing when somebody.
But I didn't like the looks you were making while it was on.
Oh, I was trying to think of a bit.
No, I'm kidding. You weren't doing anything. I was going to try to make up something.
I was kidding too. I wasn't trying to think of a bit.
Can I tell you? I always feel everything's going to go better. Always when you're honest where you're at. And here's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I think I might have lobbed a piece of shit your way as far as comedy goes. Like that whole bit, I don't like it anymore. What was the bit I was doing? It was
what, the one about kale?
No, that was funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, how dare you? I thought that was a real winner, motherfucker.
I start running through all your bits.
Yeah. Like, hey, that's a good idea. What's that? So whatever we were doing, that's fine. That's over, okay? There, technically, I've ended that bit, so it didn't end too good. Okay, listen.
Yeah, okay.
Now we move over here. You know, and here's where you put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know I have to go through my act and get rid of some stuff. I mean, it's obvious.
Like the ShamWow thing?
Was that so bad? No, there's shit.
Oh,
that I know.
Yeah, like the sick bird who shat on your car. Yeah, like that.
What's wrong with that joke? I've been doing it less than. Look, that's not the point.
Thing, right? Are you talking about that Finn Pig joke?
Finn Pig. First of all, I hardly ever do Finn Pig.
Oh,
no.
John Goodman. Yeah, definitely get rid of.
Listen, like, no, there's definitely stuff I have to get rid of. Like, I'll tell you the one bit I definitely.
Had a baby with Mel Gibson.
I did get rid of that.
Oh, the guy on the plane who talks, who's having an affair, and everybody hears him lying.
What's wrong with that joke?
I thought you were trying to cut out the.
I am, but I'm just saying. Let me. The one joke that's embarrassing.
I know.
It's embarrassing. Is the
like the one where you have the same size head as a kid?
Yeah.
You didn't do that.
It's embarrassing.
No, what? What that? That's a real story.
That was on
Laugh-In. Guys, let me just say, you're going to ruin my whole. You're ruining my night. Let me just say.
No one rolls their towels.
It's not that bit either.
Oh, you're talking about your entire night at the Improv.
Oh, yeah, God. Well, there's the whole hotel chunk. Don't even get me started.
The peanuts, people don't really stick around.
Guys, you're listing bits that I like. I may as well say it right now. Can you just let me say it?
All right, what's the bit?
Is that the one you're talking about? The plumber one? You want to be a plumber?
When I say I look like Fred Flintstone and Mel Gibson had a baby, I should update from Mel Gibson. That's the one. I should pick another actor I look like and make the bit fresh.
Fred Flintstone and John Goodman.
You went through my whole arsenal. You went through my whole arsenal of work, all the bits.
I'm a huge fan. I would not have been able to do that bit if I didn't know a lot of your bits.
You know what you did, and it's embarrassing.
No.
Well, you're lonely. That's what it means, and I don't mean to embarrass you.
You should change it to, I look like if Rob Ford... fucked,
what if you had the worst
Herman,
ones in the world? Have
monster.
The worst. This now, I'll tell you what. Give me some reverb, ladies and gentlemen. This you're a comedian. Hey, I know everyone. I look like a cat got hit over the head with a shovel and then fucked by a donkey.
Let's do that. You're a comedy joke writer that I've hired.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Where am I telling you your jokes?
I'm a comedian and I've hired you, but all your jokes are just insults about me. Like, you're just telling me things that I should say on stage. So here we go.
Oh, I have to think things like that. That's a lot of work.
Well, like what you just did, something like that. So I need like an opener. What do you got for me?
You can be like, I know what you guys are thinking. I just got run over by a semi truck.
Oh,
that's good. Stop it already. Be political. Say I know the Republicans. Look, I just got run over by a.
I see what you're saying.
It was hard.
Make it, but that's not political. That's just me saying I'm ugly. I don't understand why that would be a thing.
See, why does sketch have to? Why can't that happen in sketch? If I had a show in late night, if it was real, it would be real. But if you get lost in the sketch, just get lost. Why do I have to stop and analyze it?
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I do that,
I mean,
too.
That's good.
I defend myself. I yell at myself. I got everything taken care of. Everyone else can back off. So I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Me too. What do you think people think? You think they think I'm okay?
I think people want to hear a song.
I do.
Maybe.
I do.
I don't know. Should I? I've got the guitar here.
Hey. Can I? Can you? And do not. And honestly, look at me. I swear to God, edit this out. Can I just tell you something? It looks really bad when you bait like that.
Oh yeah.
So why don't we just? I'll take that the fuck out.
Yeah,
and
please.
I'll make it look.
Come here.
Between me.
So
and
how
you,
do we start?
You know I
again.
Like you. Well, it's like. Do you think? I don't ever do that at a record store. I'm gonna edit it out.
Okay, gotcha.
Make me. I'll come back and I'll sell
all
it
right,
good.
All right.
I'll sell it good. And you deny you don't even want to do a song. You claim you don't even have a guitar. I'll act like I had a guy bring your guitar.
Okay, all right.
But do it good.
I think I'll try. Okay, I'll see if I can.
So dance. Aristotle, just come in like, you know, you'll know where to come in. We'll just do it right here.
Okay.
So anyway, we're all having a great time. And you know what? I hate to ask you this. I don't know if you even mind
doing it.
Would you do a song?
Oh, I don't want to. do. Wait, no, I'm sorry. I do, but I. You want me to just sound reluctant?
Right, Aristotle, stop. I can't keep. Just say.
Am I reluctant?
Just say.
Just not
no,
jump
no,
to
I
it.
I can't.
Just
I didn't even jump. Bring a guitar.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Right. Gotcha. All right.
All right. Here we go.
But I did bring my guitar, though. Oh, okay. I, for the thing. Okay. All right. Cool. Got it. Got it.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, you know what? I always hesitate to ask people like you this, but we'd sure think it would be an honor. Is there any way you would do a song in studio for us today,
man.
Henry?
You know, everybody always asks me that. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, I didn't bring my guitar, and it's kind of like if I'm not playing my own guitar.
I got it better. I got it better.
Okay, all right.
I got a better way. I'm going to add something to this, and everyone listening is going to agree. Right. It's almost better if you ask me. Go,
okay.
It looks real pathetic that I had to ask. Would you just say, like, and then after I do after I do what you want, then you're a dick to me.
You're
a dick to
me. Okay, yeah.
It's almost like Rickles
yeah, I like
reprise.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
no,
Rickles
I like that.
Reprise.
All right,
okay.
Let's do it. All right,
anyway,
hey,
so
Todd, if you don't mind, I really want to do a song.
Oh, we'll do one of your songs, sure.
But I don't want to look like the asshole who wants to force his music on everybody. So do you mind asking me to do it?
Oh, no, not
yeah,
at all.
Okay, and that,
no,
way,
you know
that way I can look cool. I can
watch
look
me,
cool.
I'll sell it good.
Yeah, okay, good.
I'll totally sell it good. Okay, so just Aristotle, just back it up, and you know where you can come in, and just, I'll just, this will edit in nice. Henry.
Yeah,
yeah, I
hey,
didn't
man.
Like that take.
Right, we could do it. We could do it.
Henry. Okay, here we, everyone okay, applaud. Here we everyone applaud.
All right. Hey.
Hey, Henry. I always good feel talk. Funny to ask the guests this, mm-hmm. but is there any way you would do a song in studio
oh,
for us today?
Fuck, man. I knew you were going to ask me that, dude. We were doing so well, and then you had to ask me to fucking do a song, like
well,
I'm some kind of monkey boy or something.
Well, I mean... I just thought it might be nice for you
I mean,
to
I'm going
to
do it. Obviously, I'm going to do it. But Jesus, you know? All right. Fuck.
You know what? Don't do one.
No, I'm doing it.
No,
I'm definitely doing
no,
it.
No,
you know
no.
what? I want to do
I don't,
it.
Let me tell you something. I never want any of the guests on the show to do anything they're uncomfortable with. And you know what?
No, but
I'd
you
feel,
asked
listen,
me already. So
I'd feel
to.
Better knowing that you were honest with me. I consider, because I've enjoyed your music so often, I would feel better knowing than instead you get in the car and you go, you know what? I really didn't want to do a song. I just came to be funny.
Yeah,
my music doesn't define
up,
me.
I have
no,
to do it.
I'll edit
I
this out.
To.
I'll edit this
no,
out.
No, it's impossible to edit it out.
What are you talking about? It's impossible.
I'm doing the song.
Listen, I'm not going to let you. I know you're uncomfortable.
No, I really want to, actually. I was just trying to act like I was
well,
aloof.
Why didn't you just tell me that? I did. You did, and I went to help you, and then you started acting like a dick.
I know, but that's the way you got to look. It's a musician thing. You want
to
look
cool. No, you didn't
have
to take it that far into the ground. All right, and curtain. Okay, here's what we have. Henry, right. You're going to do a song right now.
Oh, fuck you, man. No, I'm just kidding. All right, all right. Yeah, let's do it.
There's another way you can do it. Go, here's another one. I ask you to do a song, and don't mention Stephen Fine Arts.
No,
owes,
I was going to.
No, he owes money. We used
I
to
was
advertise.
Say, he just called me recently asking what my set list was, and so I thought I'd say what it is.
But, yeah, your special this Thursday approaching at the Lyric Theater, and we'll say more about it on the opening. But let me tell you something. I'm going to say it three times because I want anyone who listens to the show to go. They're going to do two shows. Steve Fine Arts is doing it. He's the one who did The Bitter Buddha and also Eddie's special, which Eddie's special is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's fucking – I really enjoyed it. And – and I was jealous that he was doing one for you because it's going to be unbelievable. Like,
I'm
I know
really
you're
stoked.
Funny.
I'm really stoked.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to look so cool. And I'm so, and you know I'm very excited because I think it's going to look really cool. And I know, like, I look at Eddie's and I go, that's what you're going to get. And it makes me want it.
Well, here's the thing. Steven.
Did that sound nice? I didn't want it to sound
no,
nice.
I really,
it sounded like, I want it.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, that's a legitimate compliment. And Steven. Has been on me a little bit because he doesn't know exactly. I mean, you know,
he
I
wants
do my
you to
act.
Lose weight. I
well,
know.
I do my act in the clubs, and he's not able to go to Vegas, for example, and watch me do the whole act. But he's concerned, and yeah, I could on the special, I could do my act. You know, I could do the jokes that I always do, or whatever at the shithole. You know, but I was thinking
at the shithole. You really have
yeah,
high
yeah.
regard for where you work.
Well, for this thing, I thought maybe wouldn't it be interesting to? I mean, how many times do you get to do a special?
Are you being
know?
Serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many times do you get all your friends and people to be at a place and watch you do a special? So I'm going to do what I want to do, and I think that's what you should. So I'm going to open up, and Steven doesn't know this. I'm going to open up with a song that I've always liked from Styx. There's a band called Styx, and this was an album cut. It's a deep cut. Nobody even knows it, but it's from their album Cornerstone, which came out, I think, roughly in like 1978. Cool. Actually, it came out exactly in 1978. I just was trying to conceal how much of a fan I am of them by sounding like I didn't really know, but I really did. But anyway, this is like something off the second side of the LP. I know that it's the third song from the second side of the LP. I'm just trying to sound like I don't know them that well. Like, Aloof is cool. All right, but here we go. So this will be the opener. You think you could never love again. The one time really tore you apart. But don't even try to touch your heart. You're never gonna give it again. You think you could never love again. Wait, what the fuck? I see, now I gotta learn the song too. You think too much joy can only mean pain. Before you know it, it can be gone. But give me a chance to prove you're wrong. You'll never say never again. I mean, this is now, that's what you spend money on. You spend it on a special. Like, this is a chance for a guy to do what he's always dreamed. When I was 8 years old, I dreamt of me singing that song to people. And yeah, I could go up, do my jokes, my act, all that bullshit that I wrote that I'm tired of, you know, but I want to, how many times do you get to tape a special? And I also was a big fan of this song. And it is enough to fill our lives with joy. Like, that was a theme song for a big TV
show. Do stuff like that. That's cool.
I mean, you don't get to do that stuff.
I agree. By the way, this is who I'd be in real life. I don't know what I'd do. I'd be like, no, you're right. You got to go out there and do, just enjoy it. Because if you're not having fun, the audience is having fun.
Yeah, like,
they'll know you're having fun.
And you know what? They'll know I'm having fun even if I'm not really, even if I don't really know the song, you know, but I kind of do.
Like, they're going to like that, like, you don't even give a shit.
And they'll put up with this, you know. I'll be like, you know.
Believe
it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel this free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not. And I'll be like, you know, sorry, I'll need to work on the chords a little bit if you'll just give me a little bit of time.
Oh, I think you're going to be honest and look at me. Like, you have a friend. I just want you to know that I would always tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
A guy named Fred.
Do I believe in this guy that I'm telling you this in this bit?
Does I'm glad you're on my side because.
Oh, no. You have an amazing way of just exuding through the people.
I'll tell you, there was a guy who
told me. My improv. I guess I won't get on that show where they improv.
Somebody once told me, it doesn't matter.
What did they say? Maybe they were wrong, by the way.
What, no, because I'll tell you who it is. It's going to be one of those stories.
Were they famous?
Well, I won't say yet.
Oh, it is true.
But
no,
anyway,
famous people
so
know the truth. That's why they're rich, because they make the right, you know, they're smarter than everybody. And prettier and gooder actors.
So this guy said to me, he said, and I'll tell you who it is afterwards, so everybody's going to be like, oh, wow. But he said, listen. You know, the thing about it is, it doesn't matter whether people are having fun. And he's not a comedian, but he's a famous performer. But he said it doesn't matter. But he does entertain.
I'm the guy who's easily impressed.
Yeah, he does entertain. Yeah, he's a major entertainer.
Oh, so he's the big deal.
Yeah. He's the real deal.
Yeah,
and he does comedy also. But anyway.
Oh, he does comedy too?
And he says that it doesn't matter whether or not they're laughing, whether they're having a good time.
He says this?
None of this matters.
Oh, not so even, this is true.
It doesn't, you don't have to make the investors happy, the club owners, none of these people. The important thing is that you need to be enjoying yourself. It doesn't matter even if there's people. You could be in your room. You know, you could be just sitting there. But if you're enjoying yourself, then you will exude an energy that people will be like, he looks like he's enjoying himself.
Wow.
And nothing else matters. And so do you want to know who that was?
Oh, my God. That's crazy insightful.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And you know who that person was?
Who?
Gustav Kambada.
Who's that?
Guy I went to high school with. But he was a great performer.
I'd like to do a song for everybody right now.
Gustav Kambada was listening to this and going, why the fuck did he just say my name?
Like, can I get some reverb, please? My guest tonight. I wanted to do a song for everybody, seriously. My guest tonight is Henry Phillips.
Todd, you're not going to sing, are you?
Oh, somebody wants to. I wanted to hear a nice song, and who else would be better at it? My guest tonight.
It's just like we have a professional singer on the show.
Oh, Henry, do you do one, do you want to do one of your songs?
Ooh.
Now, will you do one?
No.
Right, really? Come no, on. Jake would love it. Yeah, I don't want to do the bit. To George Carlin, I don't want to do the bit where I beg to sing, so I'm exhausted.
Why don't I do this song?
But I do want to hear you do a song, for real.
This is the song
So let's
we
stop
use.
The insanity.
Okay, yeah, this is a real song. This is a song that...
Stop yawning,
it's about,
asshole.
It's
I know how to catch people. Write new tracks.
It's what you call the penultimate song of the movie Punching the Clown.
Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who doesn't listen.
And it's a song, and, you know, we've all been there.
Is this in your show?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. I have a question for you to George Carlin.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Do you know the bit where you were just acting like you were going to sing those songs?
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
Why would that ever be better than doing your act that's great?
Yeah.
Is that really going to be in your special?
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
God,
maybe
I love
it will.
That.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
Will it go over on television? I don't know. Caller, go ahead. What do you think? Minneapolis. There's no way that I'm going out of here. All right, let me hear your real song.
All right, so you and I both know that one of the most fun parts of this business is to see people that you started doing comedy with.
No, I didn't know that.
Become.
No, I didn't know that.
Huge stars.
What did you say?
Insanely famous
stars. Too busy doing
stars.
My bit.
Well, one of the joyous things that happens in our business is that we get to see the people that we started with become insanely huge stars, household names, getting tons of pussy, for example.
I don't.
Or money, you know.
By the way, isn't it that I've said this before, but I think you probably agree with me. You get jealous, but also I think part of being able to self-analyze yourself, and I think sometimes when I feel good about myself, when I can get jealous that I want it, but also have the ability to be excited, because
it is
exciting.
It is exciting.
It is exciting,
you know,
especially when they're nice and you watch them have success. It's fucking. It also can be so exciting to go, fuck.
Just,
so as long as
just
it's
to
both,
be, like, to be, you know, sitting at a bar while that person's next to you, and just to have all the girls go up to him and the bartender to say, hey, all your drinks are on me, and then look at you and say, hey, buddy, can you kind of clear away here? You're kind of bugging people. And I just love that. You know, it's like, wow, I'm so happy for my friend. And then you go home to your hotel, you know, and you're just like, you know, and you're flipping through the channels and you just kind of want to take your mind off of it. But you see that guy on a fucking episode of, you know, fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm or whatever. I just love that about this fucking business. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I was pretending to be bitter. But
I thought your song was connecting to that. I was excited. Can
no,
I give
the
you
song
a,
is. The song is. This is
it connected
song,
to that?
Yeah, this is about...
Can I give you a piece of advice? I don't mean to be a dick.
Yeah, sure.
Take the time. I'll re-edit it. Connect it. Because the audience is not... They don't always think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to tell the end of the story. We'll just take in the last 5 seconds of the story.
But it's not a real... It's not a... It does connect, but it. But I'm also just...
Make it connect.
All right, here
make
we go.
It connect. You want me to have
so
one of these writers help you?
So this is a song about that
you?
Experience.
You want the drums later?
It's a song called... this is about that very experience, and I hope you enjoy it. You hear the guitar?
Of course you do. Sounds great.
Now, you hear the guitar is something you do when you can't remember the first line.
Oh,
okay.
Do you want me to give this mic to your
good.
Guitar?
No, I think we're good. Oh, man.
Can you get out that, edit that 3 seconds of noise out?
It's stuck in there.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. I'm in Minneapolis. You're in Hollywood. And I heard for you things were going pretty good. You're screening your calls. I'm freezing my balls off cause I'm in Minneapolis and you're in Hollywood. I'm in Amarillo, Texas. You're in La La Land. And I just did a show and got heckled by the Ku Klux Klan. You're having sex on the beach. I'm opening for Screech cause I'm in Amarillo, Texas and you're in Hollywood. I'm in Opelousas, Louisiana. You're back in L.A. And I heard you were making $3,000 a day.
You're signing some girl's boob. I'm reaching for some lube because I'm in wherever the fuck I said I was, near in Hollywood. Key change coming up here. I'm in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. You're in Tinseltown. And I just saw your face on TV while I was flipping around. You're at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I'm next door to an Al-Qaeda cell. There's mud coming out of the water spout, and the toilet paper just ran out. So excuse me if I sound just a little off kilter. I've been wiping my ass with a fucking coffee filter, cause I'm in, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. You're in Hollywood. See, I make up the places every time. I'm in a bowling alley somewhere near Oskaloosa, Iowa. You're back in L.A. And I heard you were making... You're on the Walk of Fame. And I have people here seem to think my songs are lame. Same, you guys are talking. All right, here we go.
Sorry, that was rude.
Same damn... Oh, wait, hold on. I just did a show and they hated my guts. Some chick with a mullet just kicked me in the nuts. Same damn song for the 2000th time. You are the blossom and I am the vine. I'm gonna go to the hotel and drown my sorrow. Does anybody have a fucking rope I can borrow? Cause I'm in Bowling Alley somewhere near Oskaloosa, Iowa. You're in Hollywood. Yeah, I'm in a bowling alley somewhere near Oskaloosa, Iowa. And you're in Hollywood. Fuck that song.
You know what? You show us a song. If it was Johnny Cash in here, you'd be a little bit,
No, I know what you're saying.
Okay, now let me grab
one. Song went well. Thanks. Just sorry, I'm voice to texting.
All right. Can you do another song?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Hold on.
A different one.
Oh, yeah. I have to give you the mic back. Why don't you give him your
mic? No, I don't know.
I liked it. It sounds professional.
It does sound pretty cool.
I'm not stupid, you know.
Yeah.
Well, these fucking idiots. I'm a guy on the break. What if I was that negative? How could you go back to having a good time? We're going to have to fold it.
If I do this.
Oh, no. Check never one, mind. Two. It's not going to go. It's all right.
I think if I can buy it. Check
all right.
One,
you can
two.
Put yours back. It bothers me when it's like that.
Do you hear
that.
This all right? Check one.
It'll never be as good as it was before. Hello, everybody.
Yeah,
I'm Johnny Cash.
Right,
it'll never be as good as it was before. It'll never be as good as it was before. I was young, no troubles, didn't have a care. It'll never be as good as it was before. Why?
Why don't I do?
They said I couldn't sing.
They were right. Oh. Ouch.
Do it again, ready?
All right.
They said I couldn't sing.
They were right.
But they were wrong.
Ooh.
Cause this son of a bitch sang all day long. That's all I got. I think that. Put it on iTunes.
Well, did I ever do my...
Yeah, you
my
did.
My country song?
No, you did.
Do you guys like country?
No, you did it. Yes. I want to give you your...
This is a little country song.
Let me give you your mic again.
Right. Just don't touch it.
Okay, here we go. This is a country song here, and I hope everybody enjoys it. You know, I found out, you know, because I drive around the country for a living, you know, and... They play a lot of.
Everybody show respect. Our guest today travels all over the country.
I know. But so every now and then.
Pinch me, I must be dreaming.
Every now and then, and obviously there's a bunch of gas stations there. I prefer the Flying J, you know, the Flying J gas station because they have. I get,
No Texaco.
Frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway,
two bits for Arco.
So you know, I. But sometimes, but on a particularly, why am I having a hard time with that? Long drive, I will, excuse my bluntness, but I will masturbate. It's a luxury you have if you're doing long drives and if you're a guy. All right. I know, everybody.
Don't care about judgment.
I know.
But, you know, I mean, I've probably left-handed.
But I've I think I've earned it. But anyway, when I'm
gotta let him tell his story.
But when I'm finished, what I will tend to do is I will wipe it off, and then I will throw it out the window. I'll just litter my jizz rag.
Where's the story going?
I wanted everybody to be like, oh.
You're right. You had to be as disgusting as you could be, and we didn't get the show. Fuck
no,
us.
That's all right.
No. Listen, I want the record to go down. That was funny.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't know what you were doing. You were like,
I was just doing something disgusting.
They're going to repeat whatever I say, so I may as well give them the most disgusting thing. And this is what should have been.
Okay.
It again.
But so anyway, when I'm finished, as it were, I will wipe off, and then I will throw the dirty jizz rag out the window.
Oh, I don't care about the event.
No, I throw my semen on the ground. I don't care.
I know. But I feel like I've earned
my seat on infertile ground.
I've earned that right.
Truckers will find it and make babies with it.
I'm a road snob. But anyway.
That's what should have happened.
Well, sometimes.
Shame on these people that I work with that call themselves professionals.
But did you know that the biggest kind of music out there is country music?
Yes.
Everybody listens to it, and it's a big moneymaker.
Very big.
I mean, so I think I figured out the formula. When you listen to country music, it's all about this glorification of the common man. It's sort of like intellectual. Intellectual is bad. That's the way that they you know. So that's kind of what this song is about.
That's what this song is about. Yeah.
So here we go.
I like it.
You're sharing with the off-mic people.
All right.
No, I was telling. Oh, that bit to me was that I was trying to let him think I was a good interviewer by just repeating, like, but all you're doing is repeating what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. They're repeating what you're saying. Yeah. But all right, here we go.
Quiet on the studio lot.
It's my country song. I did it according to the formula, and I think it's gonna work. Here we go. Don't know much about politics. Couldn't even tell you what a Congress is. And I've never been to Germany, and I don't care. Don't necessarily have a point of view. You see, I never read a book the whole way through. And 2 + 2, well, hell, you got me there. But there's one thing that I know that's for sure. Here we go. God is an invisible old man who lives way up in the clouds, and he tortures all the people that don't believe in him. And he's always pretty concerned with what you're doing in your sex life for some reason. And that's my pretty simple explanation for how this whole fucking complicated world works. I think that's going to be a hit. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to glorify. Thank you.
It's really good.
Thanks, guys. It's a real country song. Oh,
let me tell you something. That song is fucking
great.
Thanks.
Just take it.
Thanks.
I love when you're sitting and you're like, fuck, it's so... It's comforting. You know, when you hear like a comedian say something that you feel or a song and then it goes, oh, that sort of simply says it. Like, oh, yeah, that's foolish. And in 3 minutes, you're like, oh, that's stupid. Doesn't it sound silly, folks? Like, that's the – so when you hear it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's like, that is really – that's what you believe. Man. Stop it already. Exactly. Come on. I'm doing it in a loving way. I'm putting my arms around you. I used comedy as a tool. Stop it. Come on. That's not right. You know, it's
that's
like,
right. Yeah.
And but I have to edit it out, and I'll tell you why.
Well,
my audience doesn't want to be yelled at.
I've got sponsors.
No, they want to. They don't want to. They know where they go. They go to heaven where there's gold streets, because that's what gluttonous pigs want to think eternity is like. Such a not where there's healthy. Everybody's healthy and everyone's. No, you go. There's gold and there's gates to keep the riffraff out. It's so thought by man. Can I tell you? I really do. I love when. Certain thing breaks itself down. You don't have to break it down. When stories told how religion fucked itself, it's not going to be everyone that didn't believe in it.
Yeah.
God damn it, as clear as fucking motherfucking cocksucking day, the story is going to be that Bill Maher had nothing to do with it. People that didn't believe in you, people that worked their whole life to convince people that religion was the majority of it was bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? All that.
Mm-hmm.
The story's going to go down that religion crumbled its little motherfucking self. Mm-hmm. Everything that they were to do with the and one of it should be that fight, what's the word, an old legend, you know, with gold
folklore,
streets.
Yeah.
Someone should have said, stop that. That's the gluttony of man.
We're describing
the gluttony of man. The gates. Stop it. You can't put gates.
That
no one went through it.
Out.
Gates keep people out. And it's going to be gold. No, it's all healthy and happy. That's what we're supposed to. No, but the gluttony. But,
it's whatever everybody wants it to be. Yeah.
It's whatever. Yeah. Oh, and then why don't they just say, you know, and there's people sucking your dicks or eating your pussies everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Sure. You come with us. If you're going to make up shit, just make up some good shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a whole bunch of people to follow you.
Yeah,
so anyway,
you can go.
That's a good song.
Just thinking about. Thank you. Well, you know, it's nice that you brought me out here.
This
is a good time.
Stop it already. The seagull wants me to sing. Were you really with Henry here?
I'm going to put the guitar down for a
while. Why? Let me ask you a question.
I'm guitar it out.
You know what? Watch your language. We say special needs.
Okay, I'm special needs. I'm guitar and feathered. That would be good. Guitar and feathered.
All right, guess what? We got to go in. That could be your
nothing
CD.
On that. That could be good. Well, in the first movie, we did Let's Get Guitarded, but you're right. That's a little insensitive. But now it should be Guitared and Feathered. That would be a great name.
I like it.
Hold on. Let me just voice to text that on my notepad.
Can you play this?
Guitared and Feathered. Good idea for comedy album. Funnier than most people's ideas.
So, Joe, I'm sorry we didn't get to it, but we're going to really let it breathe.
Phillips has returned to the Todd.
I kind of ripped off these chords from something. Oh, yeah, it's kind of...
Henry Phillips
everybody
has
a little time
returned. He couldn't
That's why I tried
away.
To do the ad nine.
Anymore. He has a way with cooking and he really loves his coffee and he'll help you get in shape with his Spartacus workout.
Wow, this is like,
we love him on
this is
the
your life.
Todd Glass Show with tapes of his old vocal coach and my man Jose Suicidio.
Now there's more.
Henry Phillips will appear on October 16th at the Lyric Theater on the Brea in L.A. Say he'll tape his special then, so grab a drink and come on in. Maybe he'll do a demo of Anytime Chili for One. So dance and let your body shake.
600,000 views.
Know if he should make mistakes,
He knows just how to say oops and move on.
Great.
Henry Phillips has returned to the Todd Glass Show.
Everybody.
Henry Phillips has returned. He couldn't stay away
too long
anymore.
And then gunshot sound.
No, I don't want it to be sad. And that was in the air.
Here, let's do a this will be a funny dark bit with a gunshot noise. Hey, Todd, is it alright if I do your podcast?
No, I can't have you do it.
And then you're like, hello? What the fuck? Like, that was my last thing that I was going to try, and if that didn't work, then fuck it. Sorry. Hey, Todd, do you have any... like, we're neighbors, you know. Hey,
how you doing, Bob?
Bob. Hey, Bob, do you have any stevia?
No.
Do you have any stevia?
No, and no one will ever find out I didn't have it.
But now Bob has
to
get
worried.
Who
shot who?
What?
No.
No, the guy shot it.
Oh, yeah, he shot me.
I don't like... I'm a little
okay,
leery.
Now, I got
well, we had
you.
Something
we'll
happen.
We'll
we had something happen in the studio a few weeks ago.
Well, you got to tell me this.
Well, Aristotle got shot in the foot.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, don't do it. You know he gets nervous. Listen, here's what I'd like to do. I think it's worth it. We're going in for the close, but I want to do... No, will you do one more song?
Yeah.
But let's close with it on this part of the show. But hold on. I want to do one more thing with you, Will. Did you leave this message for me?
Hey, Todd, it's Henry. Hey, when I'm on the show this week, I was wondering if you could help me promote my show. I've got that coming up, the Lyric Theater out there on La Brea on October 16th. Yeah, I was wondering, could you get lyricist Joe to sing a little song that mentions that in there? I know he got you a 13% sales boost on Amazon.com and up to 23% up at BarnesandNoble.com for your book pre-orders. Anyway, yeah, give me a call back. Maybe I can throw in like a bonus $5 for the jingle or something.
By the way, that Beep. Might be the funniest thing ever. You go, it's definitely me. Like, yeah. You're the dumbest guy in the world. Okay, well, I don't remember saying it. Well, let's get this out of the way. It's definitely me.
Especially if it was something like a court of law that totally, like, damning testimony. And I'm like, well, yeah, it is me. But, boy, that's
me.
It didn't happen, though. That's so weird.
It is me.
But why am I saying it? No, who is that? That was good. I like
it. Who was what?
Oh, that was me, I guess.
Yeah, it was you.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Turn it off. Stop it with that. No one wants to hear that. Stop it, Jake. Middle of a good interview,
this.
He
let's
starts playing that. It's Nobody wants to hear any version of that. Seriously. I mean, even joking around. You don't interrupt a guest with that. Stop it.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no 10 or 2, but I can hit those notes like I'm supposed to do. I got that deep sound that all the girls chase, and my chocolatey voice really tickles their place. I hear your vocal runs with tons of auto-tune.
Good, I hope you're having fun.
Shit ain't
you know what? Fucking play the whole song, I don't give a shit. I'm not kidding around.
Just turn it up, cause your vocal range is perfect in the bottom, not the top. Yeah, my daddy, he told me. Don't worry about your voice, because the ladies, they won't pick a tenor if they have a choice. And I won't be no clean-shaven Bieber pop star doll.
No, shut it off. Shut it off. Seriously, you can't. You gotta stop that. We're having a thing going here, and then all of a sudden you play this shit music.
I just thought the show needed some songs.
Well, can I?
That's not a good thing. Like, that's how boring you think. You know what? Like, we're in a. You know what? Maybe they'd like to hear this. Like, the ratings are going. Now it's a show I could listen to. What are you doing on your phone?
I want to do a.
We got to go in for
quick,
the close.
A quick game with you. Just
we
got to really
go in for the close.
This is called Guess Who's Text This Is.
I'll play that.
Okay.
I guess I would. I don't know why I acted like I was so hard to get me to play games.
It's like our Twitter,
I'll play that.
It's like our Twitter game.
Here we go. All right. Hey, do you have Augie's number?
Well, he stole the idea.
Hold on. This is a text, and you have to guess who's emailing or texting me.
Oh, out of your group of friends?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, man, do you have Augie's number? It's Greg Warren, BTW. Like, who would that? Who do you think that would be?
Read it again. Read it again.
Hey, man, do you have Augie's number? It's Greg Warren, BTW.
All right, it's someone who knows Augie.
Yeah. And then this BTW.
Oh, hold on, let me think.
There's a clue in the
middle. Say it again. Can you say it again?
Hey, man, do you have Augie's number?
Guys, I'm not even joking around. Please stop it because I cannot concentrate. I know you know it. Obviously, I'm not stupid. But I don't know it yet, and this is from, you know. Go ahead.
Hey, man, do you have Augie's number? It's Greg Warren.
That's where I get lost.
BTW.
Can I phone a friend? Please?
Yeah, okay.
All right, this is really it. I have a friend of mine who knows all about, like, he just can figure things out. Let me, AT&T, please put him through. Please put me through. I don't care how we get to it. Yeah, well, you know, why are we wasting our time with the real sound effects? Let Jake do them all in real time. Tonight, stop at the board. Don't worry about the board. Seriously. Don't worry about the board.
I mean, I'm glad you're realizing this now because trying to explain to you.
Okay.
I don't need this.
AT&T, please put the phone call through.
Bring.
Hey, Jake, it's Todd.
Hey, what's up, Todd?
I'm on the show, and the question is, and I'm having a little difficulty with it. We have literally 25 seconds once he starts reading the question.
Okay, get to it.
Hey, guys. No, I'm sorry. I read a different message. Hey, man. Do you have Augie's number? It's Greg Warren, BTW.
Who is it? Who is it?
Greg Warren.
It's Greg Warren?
Yeah, it says
Are
right
you
there.
Sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're positive.
Yeah, it says it's Greg Warren.
Okay.
All right, listen. He knows his stuff. He can figure out things. He just sees logical. Like, maybe I'm not hearing it. But then also I look at the audience, and some of them seem to be, you know, giving me a look of that it might not be the right answer. He's never wrong. Never. Hmm. Okay,
I remember, it has to be 100% sure.
Okay, I'm going to say I still don't know, and I don't want to lose what I've had.
Okay, you know what? I have to confess, and this is totally real. I don't know who sent that either. I really don't. But so let's do a different one. I've got another one. This one. All right. Totally different one here. Todd.
Lots of laughs.
Here we go.
Lots of fun. Lots of stuff for everyone. Gather around your radio for the Todd Glass Show. Your whole family will have a blast listening to his podcast. It's time to start. So here we go. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
Okay, this is a nice one.
Is this the same game?
No, this is totally different game.
Oh, what is this game? Yeah. I want to learn.
Well, this one. No, you still have to guess who sent the text.
Oh, it's the same game.
Yeah.
Why did you say it wasn't the same game?
Yeah.
I'm right, right?
All right. Hey, man. It's Mike Birbiglia.
Oh.
Do you have?
Ooh. Oh, I can text.
No, I was trying to.
Sleepwalk with me, boo.
Trying to pick a name that it's obvious
yeah,
it's that guy.
What are you doing comedy for, boo?
I listen.
He wrote a book.
About listen. His girlfriend.
I was trying to pick a name that was hard to pronounce because it's obvious that person. But you're right. He is famous, too, so it made me sound like a snob.
No, okay. It didn't.
You know what? Let's do
it.
One
that,
more.
Wait a second. You, by taking that bit seriously, made everyone feel bad. Like, that's we know that.
Ooh, self-aware.
Okay, all right.
Oh, using.
All right, here's one, and this is just a random message from my phone.
Hey, your pee bucket joke ain't so great either.
You have to guess who this is.
Made no sense. Guess who this is. I like this game.
And by the way, this is a text I got from Jimmy Kimmel.
Who? Be honest with me.
No, okay.
Did you?
oh, what if you're like this? You're like, guys, I'm going to read a text. Please let's remember where we're going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go off the trail here, okay, but remember where we're at. Gotcha. So what if this is the way you name drop? You go on your, like, on your podcast, whatever, you go, I got to read this text. It's obviously from Jimmy Kimmel. I have to tell you that's part of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Todd, what's that ice cream place you like in Culver City?
Yeah, I like that.
Like, wait, why would that?
Why did you,
well,
have
you're
going to say
know.
It's
who
from
else
Jimmy?
Is going to ask you about an ice cream place? Stop it already.
I love it.
Anyway, so we do need, this is a, for us, a shorter show. We have, here's what's happening. The reason, I don't like to say this to the audience because we all get scared when it's this time. But so this is, I keep getting confused that this is the show. So this is, you know, if you want to leave with that, like that, I mean, because the after show is going to be a separate show. It's going to be dropped because later I'm afraid, I'm going on the road for a while, like 3 weeks. And I thought, I'm gonna need a show. So
some backups.
I'm gonna need. So I thought, oh, let me have an after show tonight because Robbie's here and who else? Well, whoever I say is gonna want to talk a lot, so I better limit who I list. You know what I mean? If I go, Robbie's here, Andrew's here. Andrew's like, oh, I'll move to that mic. Anyway, meanwhile, he's pulling the mic between Jake and him. I go, no, Jake gets a mic. He goes, you mentioned me and who was staying. Now I want a microphone. It's like a very, it's like in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that would be a character. No, you said I was staying and I want a microphone. That's the only reason I stayed.
Oompa, oompa,
that's so Andrew.
Come on, don't say that. That's as bad as saying colored.
What, oompa?
No, just the guy doesn't know that that's not a bad thing. He just hears those words.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, stop it. We don't call people that. No, that's just a fake song for a movie.
Yeah.
But he thought it sounded like something else he heard, and he doesn't know.
Well, I listen. Well, it's like, my dad is hard of hearing, and so a lot of times he'll just hear.
Oh, yeah. Still have a family.
Oh, yeah. My family's alive. Oh, pardon me. I wish my dad was deaf. I wish he was alive.
For me to know if he's hard of hearing.
Pardon me, everybody. My father's hard of hearing.
It turns out it's just somebody whose life is so shitty that everything's better than that person's life. Like, everything. It's like,
no matter what.
Do you have a trash can? Ooh.
Oh, trash can.
I have to eat all my plastic.
I have to crunch on my bottles for nutrition to hope I get moisture out of the pressed glass.
It's like impossible to be on this guy's level.
Listen.
No, but my dad, like, he hears things.
I want to do one thing before.
Okay,
you
sure,
leave.
Sure.
Here's what I'm going to do with you. Well, oh, good. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, real
you.
Quickly, like one time, we were visiting with some relatives.
See, I'm a good
they
host.
Had been
idiots.
Having problems with their bathroom, and they had a plumber. And at one point, somebody said, "Yeah, we had raw sewage coming out of the bathtub." And my dad said, "Rod Stewart came out of the bathtub." Seriously, I'm not even joking. But I was thinking, his life must be so much more interesting than ours, because he just in his reality, Rod Stewart is coming out of my cousin's bathroom. Like that must be really neat to just think that shit like that's happening. You
Why
know?
Is he thinking that?
He can't hear it. He thinks that's what somebody said. Oh, he thinks that's his reality. He's just like, wow, that's amazing.
Can I tell you?
Because we don't correct him.
I got nervous in the bit that's what he thought.
Yeah.
Then I thought, oh, that's sad. He thinks Rod Stewart's in the bathroom. But the fact that he just thinks it, but it's not true, that's comedy.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks that it's awesome. But,
in his life. Until you correct him, why can't you just say yeah and not ruin his night?
Yeah, I don't want to. You know, I want him to keep thinking that.
Let's try it out the new way, okay?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Rod Stewart's in the bathroom?
Yeah. Wait, do I say yeah or
well,
no?
Of course you do. You
I say, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Wait, give me another funny phrase to say.
Okay.
not that that's that funny.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it is. You know what I mean? Like a confusion of words.
Yeah, yeah. Like
that's one that happens
that
for
tons
real.
Tons of them. You know, there was another one.
Tons
that
of the money. You dropped
time.
A bit.
You know. you know, Martians are in line at the IHOP. Let's say that.
Okay. Oh. Now we. But we don't know what the original one is. Are you just making up
oh,
weird
oh,
ones?
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, sure, anybody could do that. I was trying to have it make sense.
Oh, okay, maybe,
oh, I could
maybe
go,
that one would work backwards.
Phyllis Diller's pickles are gone? You know,
yeah,
sure,
yeah,
anybody
right.
can.
Wait, are they?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
oh, that was
now,
the,
but
okay,
let's practice
yeah.
it the new way anyway, even if there is no. We were trying to give him where we knew the flip side of the story.
That's
you know?
Right.
What was said and what was confused to be said. Now we're just going to go with what was confused to be said. Still do it now. I'll be you. This is what you want to do for your dad from now on. You
yeah,
used
yeah.
to correct them. Don't do that anymore. Do this.
Well, let's do the Rod
Phyllis,
Stewart one.
Phyllis,
oh, yeah.
Phyllis Diller's pickles were stolen.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, you can add to it a little. You're going to make them happy. I mean,
I see what you're saying. I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Dad, they were stolen. Apparently, she had a lot of pickles at her house. Like, you know, feed into it a little.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's what you would do with a real news story.
Give me another one. But, okay. Yeah.
Why was Rod Stewart in our bathroom?
Well, I guess he had been doing a gig at the neighbor's place, and he asked if he could use the bathroom, but he thought maybe I'll take a shower at some point. And, you know, but this is the way the world works. Rod Stewart comes out of, you know, he was on tour. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be coming out of the bathroom?
By the way, that's why not make that his life.
No, absolutely.
No, Dad, because people, you know, they'll do that, these big guys, because they're on the road. They'd rather use a private person's bathroom because it's clean. They can drive by a house like your mom and dad's, and they can look at it and they can go, that bathroom is like, it's like getting to go to the bathroom when you go home to your parents' little house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, of course, he saw this house, and of course, he's going to want to come in here. What do you think his tour bus is going to do? You think he wants to shit in the bus? These big guys don't shit on their bus. Yeah. No.
They get off into a little neighborhood,
and they find a nice home, and they knock on the door. When does anybody ever say, no? Oh, Rod Stewart wants to use our bathroom. Yes, let him.
All right, here's another one.
Whew, I thought that deserved some.
Mark Twain peed on C-3PO.
Should I say that?
No, you have to go with it.
Oh, yeah. In the new movie, it's they're talking about it. And Mark Twain pees on CPO, whoever
it's the,
it was.
It's a lot of things to remember, the sequel to Bill and Ted's Adventure.
It's a lot of work, that joke.
I saw that the other night.
All right, listen.
You know, again, I just say, I
say whatever you want. You're the one in the hurry.
I saw Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And when I was a kid, I thought it was stupid. I thought they were acting like idiots. I was like, this is dumb, you know, whatever. But when I saw it the other night, I was like, this is really not only a wonderful movie, but I think a wonderful work of art in a way, you know?
Hold on. Wait. Were you telling something?
Yeah, I was talking about Bill and Ted's upon revisiting. You
know, sorry, I was trying to do this.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Here's what I want you to do.
What's that?
I want you to try to do one thing for me, mm-hmm. and then I want you to close the show with a song.
All right, sounds good.
And I really apologize to everybody that I kept making it look like it was the after show. That wasn't right of me, and I know this show is just coming to a close.
Well, no, the after show's coming, right?
No, that's stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I specifically just told you.
You're right.
No, it's not. Okay. I'm going to have to do what I never do. I don't like having shows on the shelf. Okay. I do it. I want to drop it, but I'm going to need it. And tonight, there are a lot of good people here, sensitives here. I know he'll.
I'll talk on the mic. You want me to talk on the mic?
No, we're just saying that you're here. It's cool.
I'll stay after. I can talk
in
the mic.
Oh, I mean, we're just going to...
I have plans. I'll pencil you.
Well, we're more or less going to just hang out. So if you're, you know, if you're near the mic and I talk to you, yeah, that's good.
All right, perfect. I'll be sitting by the mic, just in case.
All right, well, yeah, okay. Listen, okay, so Henry, here's what I want you to do. I want you to try to see what you can do with this. This is an old Burger King commercial. And then after this, then you're going to do a song.
But okay.
I think we could have some fun with this. Here we go. Listen, it's like they did phony. Here's what I keep worrying. As a world, we get less, more and more relaxed. Like, commercials used to be like a little phonier. That means 20 years from now, what we do now is going to look ridiculous?
Yeah.
What can I do to prevent it? What do I do? Help, everybody, get down. No, I really want, that's how, you know what? I don't fucking,
I'll talk about it on the after show.
You know what I'm saying.
But the pendulum might swing the other way.
It could go back to that style, too. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I'm talking about. These commercials just seem so over the top and how people talk. And it's like, maybe I'm overthinking it, but the woman's voice is like, I hope I'm not bothering anybody. Anyway, here, go ahead, let it rip, as they say in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
May I help you, sir?
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made one Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Hold on.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure.
We can serve your roast beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your
Pardon me. Pardon me.
That's the way to do things.
Pardon me.
Our way.
Have it your way.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
Pardon me. Pardon me, but I noticed that you that my friend didn't have to get the cheese on his hamburger and you were okay with it. Would there be any way that I could get just a little bit of lettuce on my hamburger and a little less ketchup? Is there any way?
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Just be the, what are the most annoying things that you could ask? Like, well, cause they,
yeah.
Because they're so, hey, listen, I know you guys don't, you like to please us.
Sometimes the onions are, I like them cooked a little bit, but not too much. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, is there anywhere they could put a little olive oil and a little butter in that pan? Give it some real flavor. All right, listen.
How about this, Todd? You and I
feel
are
like
the...
That wasn't the best bit in the world.
It's
and Jake asked me to do
you,
it because he's got
the,
lupus.
You and I are the ad guys for this. And I'm like... and you just played it for me, and I'm the client.
Can
I'm
you take
I'm
out
Burger
that
King.
Lupus line? Because I always forget people really have that. It's...
I'm Burger King. All right.
Okay, here it is. We'll just go.
Well, no,
here.
That just means I like to loop things a lot.
Yeah.
Here, let's go right in here. We'll take that all out.
Sir Lupus a lot.
All right, listen. All right. It's all these gems just getting lost on the here. Dining room floor. Okay,
here
thank
we
you.
I was voted number one lupist in the game.
All right, guys, now I really am starting to think we should keep it, maybe. Yeah, these are actually right. Is pretty funny. No, because
so,
I don't.
So you're,
I'm
you're
high right
guy.
Now, and I don't want to make lupus a joke, okay? That was my first country hit. right there.
See, now there's just gold flying out everywhere.
Do you think we should leave it or not? I want you to honestly, because
I don't know.
To think that's just a funny word, but you forget that word is attached to somebody's real
pain. Yeah, if you're listening
pain.
To the show and you really have it, that would suck.
Yes. So what do we leave it but say we've learned?
Sucks. As a kid in the park, I was the best hula loopist.
Now I want to take everything out. I mean, now it's they don't. If it, at least if it's clever, they might not mind.
Well, it's like hula hooper and then lupus.
I know. Well, you know, why am I to judge? Mine weren't so great. Leave it in. Fuck it. But here's it. Ooh. To George Carlin.
Okay.
Take it out.
I don't know. Well, now it's a bummer because
to George Carlin. To George Carlin. Lesson learned for me is talking it out. It does connect to somebody. Just don't do it again. That was your last time. But I really do. I'm being totally serious. It's like, yeah, it's not a big deal. But I don't want to be that fucking person. I don't have to change something I thought. You might think I'm just saying this to leave in a chunk of shit material. I don't. I think it is funny. But once you connect it to somebody, to anybody, then it's not funny.
That's
so
weird.
It was funny. But from this day forward, it won't be funny. Because now I've connected it with somebody who's going through that, dealing with it. And guess what? Even the motherfucker that's going through it is okay now because he's like, those fuckers get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my bit didn't have anything to do with any of that.
Oh,
but,
I'm sorry.
All right, so here's the deal. You're the ad guy. You're the ad guy, and you just pitched that commercial to me. Okay. You just pitched that commercial to me.
Oh, the Burger King ad?
Yeah, and I'm the client. I'm
okay,
Burger King.
Here we go.
And I'm like, you know,
I just think it's a great campaign. And these other places, you drive through there, they won't make changes. I think to set, listen, Mr. Roberts, to set us apart, this company, and I don't mean to be so boast to interrupt you, you've got to separate yourself that say the customer matters. That's going to be your thing. That people aren't going to be afraid to not get a pickle or not want ketchup. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
Okay, the lyric that you have in there, hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, and then what is it right after that? It's
hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us.
Okay, there, right there.
Yeah.
The word upset.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
It's a very negative word.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset.
Upset? I mean, do we really want to picture upset? Like, I'm upset. We don't want any of that. We want happy.
Give me some reverb, and I'll do what I can. I don't sing like I used to.
Can you come up with another word?
Yes. Whatever you want on your hamburger, tell us, and we'll make sure it gets on there.
There you go. I like that. It's all positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, and when you said,
oh, is there something bad there?
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce,
special orders don't.
No, but don't say don't, no. Because that's
just
negative.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders are so great for us.
Yes, there you
go.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. All right. Like somebody who even thinks that's too dark.
They're so
scared.
Well, that's probably a lot of corporate America. They got to think it all the way through.
You're just like,
No, when you say like hey, it sounds like Hitler. Nah, you hear a Jew, hears this, they run under the table.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, we don't want people, yeah.
So anyway, here's like what we're going to do to close. And I want to thank you for stopping by. I know you have a very busy schedule. I know you. I saw you at Vaughn's today. We're doing bits with each other.
Yeah, buying kale.
Pardon me. Can you get your guitar?
Yeah.
Anyway, this show it goes quick.
It does.
What are you going to wear for Halloween? I'm trying to keep you here a little longer.
I've never
watch it, you fucking idiot. What are you, a fucking maniac over there? No, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know. You know, maybe I'll do something fun this time around.
Why not? Right? That's what I was thinking.
Should be an Oompa Loompa.
That's what I thought. I think I just says that's what I thought because I think people will like me better if
you know what I want to do? I want to be something where they can't see my face.
Thank you.
So,
I was thinking
that. So
that
I can do stuff that I wouldn't ordinarily do.
Hello, take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just go in and just start tickling people. Nobody will know who it is. I'll be at the improv.
Call yourself the tickler.
Yeah.
Get a funny sign made.
Go into the girls' bathroom in like a full costume and just say, like, no, I'm a girl. It's fine.
No,
and then start
I think
tickling
that,
them while they're toileting.
That seems maybe funny in a movie, but not
toileting.
In real life.
Yeah, I made a verb. All right.
That might be funny in Animal House. By the way, watch
Tickle
Animal
me
House.
While I'm toileting.
I guess right. Jerking off on a ladder while watching girls in dress was just still so silly back then.
I thought that was going to be a song that you just started.
Well, you know, I do have to say that, you know what? I have my own. I think it's a perfect opportunity to go. I have my own work at a smaller level that I think I'm embarrassed about. So I don't place any judgment. Who the fuck knows if they're not watching and go, times have changed. But that can, with no judgment, to say times have changed doesn't mean it has to be insulting that movie. Because that was a great fucking movie. That was iconic. But it does mean. It's a perfect example to say something I've said a million times again. Just be extra careful because the stuff that you're looking for to maybe edit now doesn't seem that bad, and either did that. But later you watch it and you go, wow, that's, you know, that's...
Oh, yeah.
But at the time, so times have changed. So now go through what you're doing now. If it's a podcast or you're just talking to your friends or you're... Go through it. Go, is there anything like that that I might be doing that I'm not realizing it? And usually that
and
just
some
means...
some of it's unavoidable.
It's, of course it is. But once you realize it, you change.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's good.
Otherwise you turn, you know... I had a good point. Who gives a shit?
No, I mean, in all seriousness, in my early days of comedy, I made a lot of pedophile jokes. And it was before the whole JonBenet thing or whatever. And then that thing happened. And they're just like, every day it's getting exploited, you know, that... And we're picturing this little girl and what this whoever monster did these things and then, you know, murdered her and all that stuff.
It puts
and
a face to it.
So now it's like, all right, well, I obviously can't do these jokes anymore. But I want to tell people if they watch old tapes of me where I'm making jokes about, you know, like, hey, this is a song I wrote for her on her 13th birthday when I'm clearly 25 or whatever. I want to be like, we didn't at that time. It was so ridiculous what I was saying.
Can I tell you something?
People laughed at it.
I'm really glad. Whenever I have this conversation, I can never think of the jokes. And I really don't feel like I ever really do it as much justice as I really want to. And I've said it 5 or 6 times. But I hope, because of what you just said, I can finally go, okay, I said it fucking perfect that night. That's a perfect example. And I think when you ask people to look through – me too. Because we're both saying, I got shit. I'm like, wow, I did that. That if you're looking for it to be egregious things, if you're going, I hear what Todd's saying, I'm going through my act, blah, 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 blah. It's not going to be like, fuck faggots or fuck. It wasn't then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even decent people would go, but there was always the person in the back of the room. And I picture, I want to be that person that even when it was absolutely social acceptable to do it, I want to be the guy in the back of the room in the 80s that was going, I picture going, it's. And maybe you got the staff, like at a comedy club. And I like that you used your own joke because I always go to use other people's jokes when I use this as an example.
Yeah.
When I have fucking so many of my own, you know, stereotypes. Like, but so I'm trying to not do it now to give so I don't like look like an idiot like before. I can fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I can fix it. And that means you got to really think because it's not going to seem really gross what you're doing. It's just going to later you're going to go, oh, yeah. So anyway.
No, that's true.
And that joke about the you didn't know you didn't stop doing that joke because you couldn't.
Well, yeah,
you stopped that joke because you started to make a connection.
People started changing in terms of, like, it was supposed to be a ridiculous thing for a guy to say, like, just like, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if somebody was that blazing.
And
like,
Henry,
like, just some kind of sociopath who just says this like he's introing a song. That's funny. But then all of a sudden everybody groans, and then it's like, okay, well, you're hearing it in a different way. Than it's supposed to be funny, you know?
And you know what? I think if I understand what you're saying, and then we do it, we will do the song. But it's all right. I'm passionate about this. Is that – and it's okay to give yourself a compliment. The sound of saying it that way is so much better than the alternative. And what you're sort of to me is saying is like sort of same thing I'm saying about my jokes. You're like – oh, God, no, I just didn't even put – you started understanding what that was about, and then it became real to you, and then when it became real to you, you just dropped it. Not because you fucking had to, because you wanted to. And then there's that other person that gets in the car and does that song, doesn't get a good reaction, or they just go, ah, fuck, why'd they stop doing it? Nah, because they're fucking complaints. The audience wouldn't even laugh anymore. Everyone's so PC.
Yeah.
You know, oh, they got that's the alternative. It's either one or the other. And the other one's sad. When they think their audience, it's sad when they don't know that, no, I believe they're shitty audiences, and I love to call them when they are, but when smart people aren't getting you, and you think it's because they're dumb, and it's you that's the one that has to grow, you know, and you get in your car, and you go, oh, they didn't laugh at that joke because they're so PC. No, they were just grossed out by it. It was really sexist.
Yeah.
They would have laughed if they wanted to. Don't think they won. No one had a strong arm on them. I know you want to laugh, but we got to do what's right. No, it came natural not to laugh.
Yep.
So do your song.
Which song?
Tired of making these editorials that should be on YouTube.
Maybe I'll do my...
Professional. Never heard something like that before from a guest. I'm going to do...
We've already done...
What's this theme?
Why don't we do the... I feel like I've done this one on the show.
By the way, even if you've done it before, I'd love to hear it again.
Okay. Well, this is the song. I mean, you know I've been doing this 20 years, 20-plus years now. I've made hundreds of dollars in this industry. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, which is, you know, not a lot to some people, but for some people it's like, wow, how did you do that? And last year was a very difficult year for me economically, and I think it was for a lot of people. As a matter of fact, do you know this? And I know you don't follow politics, but... did you know that the unemployment rate was 100% in my apartment for the whole year, like the entire year? And anyway, so I had a lot of time to like look at, you know, the world, and that's what this song's about. And this is like one of these smooth jazz songs, you know, so guys, if you want to, you know... I don't know, do coke or whatever, or, you know, girls out there listening, if you want to, I usually do a little bit there, where I tell girls to, and that's another one, I tell girls, hey, girls, if you want to show your tits, that's what I say, and one time somebody did it, and it honestly ruined the whole situation, because it's like, the joke is supposed to be, it's such a stupid, a silly thing to ask somebody to do at an acoustic, you know. But when somebody does it, then it ruins the whole thing. So now what's going to happen, girls are going to be doing it all the time. I'm going to be one of these guys.
No, the smart ones will know that ruins the bit.
But the dumb ones are going to show their tits. So I can't really lose. Anyway. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. I'll be like the Bill Burr, you know, or you hear about like Dave Chappelle, that he always gets people yelling out stuff. But I'll be like that, but it'll be girls always showing their tits every time I'll be like,
out your ass!
I'll be like, oh man, see now, be careful what you wish for. All right, here we go. But yeah, smooth jazz song. And by the way, I'm happy to announce this song, as of like a couple weeks ago, officially became my favorite song.
Can we put some drums in it?
Well, that's hard because then I can't focus on the timing.
Asshole.
Sometimes we all make mistakes, and sometimes we catch the real tough breaks. But here's a trick that I've been working on. Just say oops and move on.
of gas, or maybe you stepped on broken glass, or crashed a cruise ship off the coast of Italy. Just say oops and move on. Or maybe you're a movie star and you end up in some Hollywood bar. Next thing you know, you're getting blackout drunk and talking shit about the Jews. Don't you even sweat it. Have a gin and tonic and just try to forget it, 'cause it's all good. Or tweeted your boner to some college girl. Just say oops and move on. Sometimes there's nothing else to do. Besides, there might be people suing you, 'cause you might have killed the king of pop by giving him too much drugs. Just say oops.
By the way, I want to apologize about my voice tonight. And every night, because it's a shitty voice, and I apologize about it. Here we go.
Or managed to lose a fucking Malaysian plane. Just say oops and move on.
Henry Phillips. That's it. That was a shorter show than usual, but thank you very much. You're great. Thank you. That's the end of the show. It just seems like it all happened so quick. Thank you, Keaton. Thank you, Yoav. Thank you, Mark, for stopping by. Thank you, the great ladies and gentlemen. Always nice. I'll get to you, Robbie Kirkhoff, you pile of shit. Andrew Sensitive, hello, we love you. And also Aristotle, always a brilliant
Aristotle
beacon of light onto this. That we're lucky to have you and your warmth here every night. And you know I fucking mean it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, may we have a moment of silence, please, to show the respect.
Oh, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a 30-second silence in the honor of the great Robbie Kirkhoff. May we have silence, please.
What time are you guys going to Tom Bergen's?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. And also, yo off, ladies and gentlemen. Shut up already. Shut up. That's the show. That's the show, everybody. Let's go out of here. Can I get a little more guitar? A little more guitar. Just a few strums. Just a few strums, and we have a perfect song to go out of here with, all right? And here comes the end of the show.
Nick your laugh, Nick your laugh, Nick your laugh, Nick your yo 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 yo, Nick yo 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 laugh, Nick your laugh, Nick your laugh, Nick yo 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 laugh, Nick your 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 laugh, laugh, yap, yap your laugh.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.